Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening.
Good evening.
Are you there? Are you live?
I'm here.
How you doing, my brother?
Man, I'm doing good. Just like pulling in the driveway.
Well, man, how you looking for as far as Braden's concerned?
Yeah, I'm looking good. Trying to see what you're going to do with time pulling out.
I'm looking at probably pulling out about 4 5 in the morning on Friday morning, brother.
Okay.
Go ahead at 95 South or 75 South, one of the two.
Yeah, I don't know. That was terrible at me tonight, but I don't know. I got to check with DJ to what we're going to do, what time we're rolling out.
Yeah, I talked to him a little while ago, too. I'd like to welcome everybody to the show. It's the DJ Grandin Butt Naked. I'm the co-host, Butt Naked is your host. Definitely want to, you know, give praise, honor, and glory to our Heavenly Father, y'all, for, you know, giving us another shot at it, another chance to get it right. You know, a lot of times we take stuff for granted, and, you know, life is precious, life is short. With that being said, you know, I just want to, you know, say what's going on, what's happening to all my Grudge Inc. Family and all the listening fans and Grudge Racers. We love y'all, and ain't nothing personal, but down on somebody as we plan to go.
Damn it, let's get to it.
Well, I got some. We're going to do something a little different tonight. Our fellow Grudge Inc. brother out of Texas, Atomic Dog, we're going to merge with their show in probably the next 5 or 10 minutes, or maybe not even that long. I'm not sure. They're going to be calling in, and we're going to merge shows together because he's got a very interesting topic, and we're gonna you know, combine our show with the Texas show tonight.
Gunner Pitt want to call in too, DJ. He got something he want to talk about also today.
Okay.
I tried to call you about 7:40. I couldn't get you.
Yeah, I was on the phone, all up to the wire, man, up to the wire on the phone. But I need to do a couple of things because we've been kind of slacking on paying some bills, and I know we need to probably try to go ahead and get that out of the way before we get them on. Then we can try to get Gunnet Picks on. And
I guess you might want to, in between paying the bill, call Gunnet and see what will be the best.
I think
they
look like Gunnet Pick that's probably already on. Gunnet Pick, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you fine. Yeah, I see him lit up right here. Go ahead, Gunner.
Gunner, you go ahead and pull him in the private room while we pay some bills and tell him what you want to do.
All right.
Well, Gunner, go ahead. Gunner, you pay the bill. And then pull me in the room here. You know how to work the board better than I do.
All right, here we go. Let's get into it.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
All right. With that being said, we got a few more things we'd like to talk about. We have the Grudge Inc. store. The Grudge Inc. store you can go to very shortly in 2013 and purchase all your racing needs at a tremendous discounted price, or you can be content to pay full price for what you can get at a tremendously discounted price over at the Grudge Inc. store.
I'm calling the Grudge Inc. store tomorrow because I need some overnight. Can the Grudge Inc. store do some overnight?
Overnight to your door.
Okay, I'm going to need some overnight Grudge Inc. discount stuff to my door tomorrow.
DJ Grant, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Do you need Grudge Inc. to overnight you some whoop ass in a can?
Yeah, give me some of that too if y'all got it. Yeah, hell yeah. I need some of that.
It's not if y'all,
overnight
it's
me some of that. Now I want y'all to overnight me some of that down on your ass. I'm going. That's what I want. I want some of that in a can.
You know what, DJ? hey, DJ. You know what, Dina? You took that and you made it your own because you love that. So I tell you what. Maybe we need to get together after the show and make you some DJ Grant one stunner down on your ass. I'm going T-shirts.
Man, they might be mad. I didn't originate that, so I have to have permission from my up northern guys, and one thing I ain't gonna infringe is that's they saying. I just love to hear it.
Are you trying to say that the South has no creativity?
No, I'm just saying that North just created a hell of a goddamn turn. Down on your ass we go.
Who was the first person to say that?
I think it was Latone, I think.
Okay. All right.
I think. Now, see, I don't want to be saying this. Like, no, it wasn't, you know. I say it came from up north. So all y'all, my up north brother, I see a lot of y'all on the line. I'm respecting y'all. I know it came from up there.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's nothing too much that, you know, I want to say. I just want to say this, you know, there's a lot going on in the grudge game. And, you know, I just want to say I got a phone call today. It was with Tight Man, Big Clark, and Pro Stock Joe. Once I found out it was Pro Stock Joe on the line, I promptly hung the hell up. Know what I mean? I just didn't want to hear anything.
I thought Pro Stock Joe is your homeboy, man. Come on, man.
Hey, listen, man. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm cool with everybody, but you know, you get to the point where enough bullshit.
Joe went so hard on my ass. He still go hard. But I mean, I don't care about nobody going hard on me. That's a part of this game. But that damn Joe Pro Stock Joe used to go so damn hard on me. I got on his show one day. And me and him went at it. And I told him, I said, just find somebody and just pick somebody to go down on my ass. Hell, he really couldn't find nobody to do it, so I don't know.
Well,
let me shut
now
up.
You know what I know.
Yeah. Well, let me shut up for somebody try to go down on my ass tonight. But the one thing about it, if I got oil pressure, you can go down on my ass because I'm trying to go.
DJ Grant, you keeping that? You keeping your belt on?
Huh? Oh, yeah, belt stand. Boy, it felt, man, let me tell you, it felt so good. To make a clean, complete pass. Woo! Boy, you had no idea how good that felt to me.
DJ Grant, you know I got a bone to pick with you, and we got a few callers on the line. I got a bone to pick with you because you're not letting me know that you're out testing.
Listen, man, let me tell you something.
It's okay.
My mechanic finished putting my motor in and everything tight, finished tightening up and buttoning up everything and checking over everything. It was about 3:45 in the afternoon on Sunday. Luckily, the track ain't but about 15, 20 minutes away. I was there. I was making a shakedown at about 4:45, about an hour after.
DJ, I'm gonna call you on bullshit straight up because, like, you know when button up time is.
What?
You know I get in my truck and I ride and I travel hands down. So with that being said, be that way.
No, let me tell you this, man. Now,
I don't care.
Listen, man. My mechanic was sick as a dog. He's still sick. He was sick as a dog. He was working on my car and working. And hell, my trailer, you know, I got a, you know, pretty long trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It was stuck inside my shop. One of my big bay garage doors was broke. It's still broke right now. They won't fix it. Probably won't get fixed till next week. When I tell you, it took me probably at least an hour and 45 minutes.
That was more than
minutes.
Enough time for you to give me a call. So
listen,
I
man, I didn't even think I was gonna be able to get the trailer out of the. I didn't think I was gonna get the trailer. I didn't think I was gonna take the call on open trailer.
DJ, it's okay. It's okay, DJ.
Listen,
DJ,
I'm telling
DJ,
you the God's honest
DJ,
truth, man.
Cool.
It took me that long to get the trailer. I had to take it out. You've been in my shop.
DJ, it's cool. I have a problem. I feel slighted. I didn't drink my
orange juice. Oh man, come
according
on, man.
To Jay Barnes.
I'm sorry, brother. But come
no
on, man.
There's no medicine in my orange juice. You know, I live for this drag racing stuff.
Gun it, man.
I really
us.
Like to see the stunner. And if the stunner's gonna race in the year 2013,
All you like to do is kick the stunner back in. Shut up, man.
I said if the stunner's gonna race in 2013, I'd like to be there. I've been to too many tracks, and you can't say I haven't followed you around the doggone country. Sitting around waiting for you to race. You cannot say every race you've been with the stunner, I've been there. Every single last one. I missed one race and I was out of town. But with that being said, DJ Grant and Button.
Oh, you missed the race. You missed the race when I whooped the white boy.
Yep, I missed that one.
You missed a good one.
Well, I seen it on video. How about that? But listen, DJ Grant and Button Naked, you guys have your show filling up. I don't want to make this a show about me. I don't want to talk too much. Can we open a few mics and go into the show? And then if you don't mind, I'll bring it back around before you merge your show with Atomic Dog. Your lines are filling up quick.
Yeah.
All right.
I see, somebody that sent me a text said, man, them white boys will go down on your ass.
And they will. They will.
Now, let me tell y'all this now. My plan is to run the white boys this weekend. So anybody coming to Bradenton, they make them some – hello? Can y'all hear me? Now, it looked like y'all – somebody went into that. Well, I'm still – that's my plan is to run the white boys this weekend. So As long as they don't have no problems, I don't have no problems.
Young guy, I'm holding up the show. Let's take these callers. I'm just going down on the white boy. Feel your problem, call in tonight.
That's fine. I said that's the plan. As long as they ain't got no problems, I ain't got no problems, we're going to get it in. Period.
All right, Gunner, let's see what we got on the call. Who the first caller?
312-5415. State your name, please, and good evening. How are you? 313-5415. Your mic is open. State your name, please.
Hello.
What's going on, sir? What's your name?
Hello.
Hello.
773-8424. Your mic is open. Please state your name.
Good afternoon. Good evening, fellas. DJ Grant, Butt Naked, and my good buddy, Gunny Pickett. This is the kid up in Chicago. I just calling in and check with y'all, see how y'all doing.
All right, kid. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good there, Butt Naked. Y'all gonna make it down to it?
How you
got
doing,
bro? Up here, man. We're looking at a little snow tomorrow.
Shoot, it's chilly down here. The hawk creeped in on us today.
Oh, it did, huh?
Yes, sir.
It did.
Yeah, well, the only thing about it, up here, we got to worry about the hawk and his cousin, the buzzard.
It got real. Real cold to us and real cold to y'all are two different things, but I can't wait to get down to Florida.
I hear you. It should be some good racing. I wish I had the time to take off work and come down them, but work comes first. You know how that goes.
You're right. I know. That's why I gotta leave Friday early Friday morning. Just so I can't really afford but to miss one day. I almost can't really afford to miss it, but I can't miss Bradenton.
Yep, I hear you. That's a good race. We used to go down there years ago.
I've never been.
Yeah, it's a good track.
I just heard it's
track.
A real good track, and you can put some power down, and I plan to put it down.
Yeah, on the white boys, huh?
You better believe it.
Yes, indeed. Okay, then. Well, I'm going to sit on the sidelines and just listen.
All right.
DJ Grant, I see the Atomic Dog. Tracy's trying to call in from your show. They're trying to call in to the Butt Naked DJ Grant show from his show.
Right.
I can't seem to find him. If you guys are listening, you guys can hear me. Can you please try to recall into the show, and I'll find that 646 area code number. But right now, I'm seeing your text messages. I'm looking for you on the board, and I can't seem your number isn't lighting up. So Atomic Dog, anybody running the Atomic Dog show, please help me out. Redial in, hit your one button, come on and see me, and we'll go ahead and merge these two shows together and have one heck of a show tonight.
There we go.
But in the meantime, let's go ahead and get the rest of 219-2285. And once again, Atomic Dog, we're waiting on you. If not, can you please give me a call at 478-454-7034. Once again, 478-454-7034. And we'll talk behind the scenes to merge these two shows to make it happen. Once again, 773-8424. State your name and your mic is open.
Yeah, this is me. This is me, Gunny.
214 number. 219 number.
Okay, I'm sorry. 219-2285. Your mic is open.
Gunny, what's happening, fellas?
What's happening?
How everybody
Leon.
Doing?
Leon.
Yeah.
We're
what's
good.
Happening, Leon?
Good.
Hey,
think,
man. Trying to stay warm, man.
I think the
you
number just showed up, Gunny.
You
okay,
got
I'm
a little snow up
there.
Here.
You got a little snow up there.
We got a little snow this morning. Last night, it came in last night. We got a little snow and covered up everything.
Y'all got snow in Indiana.
It's the perfect time for all the fake fake grudge racers to come out and say they want to do something. Get to the track right now.
Hey, Leon.
Huh?
Y'all got snow over there in Indiana. We didn't get none in Chicago, man.
Yeah, we got it came down last night, man. It covered the ground and everything.
Don't mean to cut y'all off, but we're going to try to merge these two shows, guys. Is that Atomic Dog with that 630 number right there?
Uh, he he's telling me it's a 646 number they're calling in from. I got a 646. But I'll tell you what, let's open up this 630 and let's see if it's let's see if that's Atomic Dog.
And I'm looking at the weather channel. They say it's going to be 80 degrees.
630-5912. Who am I speaking to?
Danny and DJ Grant, this is Big Danny from Chicago.
Big Dudley?
Big Danny, just checking
Big Danny,
in.
Oh, sorry. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, brother? What's going on?
Nothing. Just sitting here chilling, listening to the show, hope it's a good one. Well, hey, DJ Grant, we don't need the dude that came on the other day. He was talking nonsense.
I know, right?
We don't need no more guys like that on the show.
Well, one thing about it, they can catch me now with some oil pressure. They might can talk. They can, you know. I got some oil pressure now. I get a little beside myself when I got some oil pressure.
But that junk he was talking.
I ain't gonna lie, he was talking so much nonsense. That's why I asked him what. Just tell me the three cars you got. I was just gonna get froggy. I was like, you talk so stupid.
He said
that money. When he said $500, he had too much pressure on him then.
Yeah. And the real you gonna say Tim Lint? Tim Lint is my personal, but I can call him right now. Don't write a check your ass can't cash now.
I know that's right.
He got to talk about somebody built his car and all this and that. He go 4-0s and the 8th and all that.
That's why I hung the phone up. I clicked him off the line. He gave me the number and put me in the middle of it. I got the number. The man was talking nonsense.
Yeah. Wasn't nobody working the switchboard or nothing. I'm like, man, we got to deal with this idiot. Hear his mouth for this.
Nah,
like,
they gave me the number and I clicked him and bring him in on my line. That's how he got in.
I was trying to get him on mine. I couldn't get him because somebody had called by line and then hang up on the other end.
Please don't nobody get that idiot on the line no more.
He probably listened.
Hey, Gunny, that's probably holding on.
That's the best thing for him to do, just listen.
Uh-oh, I think a 205 just lit up.
Okay, I'll tell you what. All right.
I'm just going to go back. I'm here.
And if you give me just a minute, let's move on down. You said DJ Grant, it appears if you're also on the board. Is that correct?
I am, yes.
Fantastic. DJ Grant, are you logged in as the host?
I am.
Okay. That's an anomaly. Both of us are logged in as hosts then.
Well, you can do it. I mean, it don't matter to
no,
me.
No. Go ahead. Take your show over, bro. Take your show.
Okay. What's up with Tom Dog? Are you talking to him on another line?
Right. Atomic Dog would like for you to dial into his show from your number and then connect the shows together that way.
You do it. You do that.
I can't do it, DJ.
You can't do it from the host?
I can't do it from where I'm at for myself.
Well, hold on. Well, Butt Nigga, you handle the show. Gonna take me in the private room right quick.
All right.
Yeah, y'all brought the mood cats on go down on DJ and they ain't know what they were talking about, did they?
Man, that dude didn't make no sense. Gave me that number, man. I called that man. I thought he was talking about race. He was talking about other folks' cars and this car. Then talking about all them big old words he going to use, and then he going to talk about $500.
Who
I
wasn't
was there. I don't even know. They gave me that. He was trying to get in. He couldn't get in. So everybody who tried to call him, I said, give me the number. I can open. I got an open line. I call him, bring him in. And, I got tired. I laid the phone down. I said, you know what? When Drag got out, I said, you know what? He out of here. I'm going to hang him up.
Where you were from? Where was it? Where were you from?
It was a 3. What was that number? It was a 3. I just deleted it out of my phone the other day. Shit, I don't know what. I can't even remember who was on the show. Brung him, gave us the number. Talking about he got cars and he was wanting to run DJ Grant and all that old stuff.
Yeah, well, you gotta go. You can make your mouth say anything.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Big clock say the bit. I said a little say anything. Yes, sir.
Big clock say what?
Pair of lips will say anything.
Yeah.
He said it best. Oh, yeah. So that snow, how many inches of snow y'all got up that way?
We got about an inch and a half, and most of them melted away today. And most of them melted away today until about 4 o'clock, and boy, it seemed like an iceberg sitting on the lake over here.
Yeah, well, y'all got the lakefront snow, Leon.
Yeah, that's what we got. I looked at it, when I looked at the news, it's coming right off the lake.
Mm-hmm.
We always get it, man, because we right on. I'm actually only 8 miles from the lake.
Yeah, I know. You're right there in Michigan City.
Yeah.
Shit, we ain't got no damn lake right here. When we get some snow, it don't come on no lake. I bet that's a pretty damn sight.
But, nigga, y'all snow coming from the Gulf.
That's still come off the goddamn cornfields and peach trees and cotton fields and everywhere else out there. Wait.
Yeah, that'd be cotton, y'all see.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a lake over here, man.
I've been in the city in the wintertime. I bet that was pretty tight.
Yeah, it is.
All
as long as it ain't cold.
I said it was right. I said, look, it's going to be 80 degrees down there. I know, man.
Sound like sleeping.
That's him.
What's
all that noise? I hear some noise in the background.
Hear a lot of noise.
What's going on?
That's the window.
Yeah, somebody got
window
noise in the background.
Who that noise? Sleepy, you driving?
Hear nothing for the noise, man.
What's going on, Larry?
Get that noise out of there.
It ain't me. I'm on mute.
Whoever got that noise, you better check it out. I'm going to tell Johnny to fight.
All right, bud.
It ain't mine, but mine
won't,
on me.
We got a lot of mics. We got a lot of mics open. Let me try to get control of these boards a little bit. I'll tell you what, we have DJ Grant trying to connect the Atomic Dog and DJ Grant. Butt Naked DJ Grant co-host the show.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time.
Blog Talk Radio.
And the host will be notified
that there is a caller in queue.
Please press 1 at any time,
and the host will be
notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Okay, 646-200-4419.
So to go from, you think about this now, to go from a regional person or a state person to a nationally known person? No.
Okay, y'all. I think we're tied in to the other show.
Oh,
that sounds like Mrs. J. Barnes. Yeah.
Mrs. J. Barnes talking. Called
to support and to do what you do, which is grudge race.
I like recording the J. Barnes. Is that J. Barnes on the road?
One of the reasons I appreciate that.
Like
we are tired
of
doing this. Everybody, please be respectful and just be quiet. They're probably going
to
open us up in a minute, but we're listening to Atomic Dog Show,
that
and that's Jay Barnes talking right now, and we'll be live with them in just a minute.
It's what makes
them now. We'll be opening.
Step in. So we need for you to call into these shows and talk. What we really need also is for you to go on grudgeinc.us and click on and look and make comments, because the sponsors are monitoring how many people look and how many people access the site. For y'all that don't know, that Grudge Inc. now has a store, which pretty much, because it's a little slow process, we're trying to get it all done by January, but pretty much every performance product you need, we have relationship with direct. We don't go through nobody, you know, that we can give you some discounted prices. And what we are trying to show by doing them is let them know what kind of money grudge racers spend. Not index racers, not head-up racers, but grudge racers. And we are doing that in a manner where not only do you get the part from the manufacturer you want, but you save a few dollars too. We need your support. You know, We're trying to create an online community called the Grudge Book, which is similar to Facebook, where you go on and you create your community, you create friends, but the only difference is this is about grudge racing. I would like for y'all to go on and look so that you can put up pictures so that we can create a community of grudge racers so that, again, the corporate people can see this is a major force and we need to get in on it. At this point, let me tell you this. Grudge Inc. has also put out the championship belts across the country. They have been given away just about in every, with people who are with Grudge Inc. and people who aren't with Grudge Inc. Because, again, it's about the grudge racer. Let me give you an example. I want to tell everybody this. Tell me, dog, bear with me on this one. I want people to know who the champions are.
Okay.
The world champions. And at this point, as far as the pro mart is concerned, Mighty Joe Young, I think he's out of New Jersey. He's the pro mart world champion. Mo Green, Little Mo is the Grudge Inc. world back half champion. Stevie Jackson, a lot of y'all might know him. Stevie Jackson is the Extreme 29 world champion. The Fulton boys out of South Georgia, it's the Nitrous, 29 champions. Those are national champions. And if, these are people that's available, if you want to challenge them for their belt, all it requires is a lock-in and, a deposit and a little action. We all know what that means. But let me go down this. Also, I want to give a little, let's get to the great state of Texas. At this point, I think I'm right, Tony, when I say that the belt that there's a back I'm sorry on the in Texas tell me, dog, who has the belt in back in Texas?
In Texas, the Texas Baddest back half belt was won December 1st at Dallas Raceway by Peanut out of Dallas. Right now, Peanut owns the Texas Baddest back half belt.
Exactly.
And Jay, just while speaking about Peanut with that belt, we have a lot of people right now willing to challenge Peanut. No soon things so he come available. But it might be some questions, and I just want to say this when time comes. But anyone that's out there who might have a question, please feel free to push the one button. Because I know I talked to some of you guys, and some of you guys had questions, and Jay Barnes, along with myself, and we have a few other people from different states on here. We want to give them an opportunity to talk to and allow them to share their vision of what Grudge Inc. means to them from their state. So I just want to put that. We have some people from other states out here, Jay. I got some of my own. So we want to hear from everybody. And if you got a question, guys, please push the one button because I like to use this time to answer the question to try to get people to understand what Grudge Inc. is about and what they stand for and how we have bridged the gaps for many states thus far doing this. So I want to bring that up, Jay. But Peanut is the back end.
And, again, now, let me tell you this. So, like this weekend, I can't remember all the lock-ins that we got for this weekend down in Bradenton, Florida now. But we got lock-in. We got people have already locked in from Detroit and Louisiana, from Texas and South Carolina, from Alabama to Chicago. But that's all because of the platform that Grudge Inc. has put in place where now these people talk on a regular basis. You see, at this point now, if a grudge racer knows he's going to Mississippi, and he lives in Florida, it's a simple thing. Just get on Big Clark Show or Mississippi Joe Show and call out who he need to and be there. It's kind of bringing everybody together. So I don't want to get too far gone with that, but the point is, Grudge Inc. needs your support. It's all about grudge racing. And, we're trying to put together where we all stand together, but sometimes that comes up, that we have to split. Sometimes we have to go left and right at the same time. That's fine. That does not mean that you're not grudging. And let me tell you this. Just because you are, I'm going to use the word member of Grudge Inc., that does not make you lose your individuality. You know, Atomic Dog has some excellent events because he works hard, and he and Sharon work hard to promote their event. They work, and they use Grudge Inc. as one of the tools. They don't lose their identity. They let Grudge Inc. just be one of the tools they use to succeed. And that's what we want everybody in the country to do.
Jay, can I interrupt you 1 second?
Mm-hmm.
We have another Grudge Inc. show that decided to join us. DJ Grant.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear me? Hello?
DJ, I can hear you. I don't know why we can't hear
DJ Grant, your show is, mic is open.
Okay, can you hear me? Hello?
Tracy.
Okay, well, we
Tracy.
Tried that. I don't know how well that's working.
Tracy,
go
Jay
ahead.
Barnes. Butt naked, can you hear me?
Okay.
I hear you, John. Stay on.
Jay Barnes, can you hear me?
Is that DJ Grant with the kids in the background?
I hope not. I hope not.
Everybody on DJ Grant Butt Naked Show, please
go ahead.
Mute your mic if you're not talking.
Okay.
Everybody
so what I'm saying
Butt Naked
is,
DJ
you
Grant
know,
Show, mute your mic if
is
you're
that,
not talking.
Is that, would you, it,
all right, listen, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties with linking the two shows. Just bear with us. I'm going to tie you back in so you can listen. But I will ask you one more time, if you are not talking and you are not Butt Naked and DJ Grant, please, at this point, mute your phone. Thank you.
I think it has proven itself to this point, and I think it'll continue to prove itself in the future. Tell me, dog, that's all I have, unless you got something that I missed.
Okay.
Jay Vaughn.
There's going to be some people that come on here with some questions, and I want them to come on here with some questions, especially a lot of people that are probably from around here in Texas area who are trying to get on board and understand it. But we have a lot of people here from different states, man. I want to take the opportunity to give those folks a chance to speak in the state that they represent. So, hey, Sharon, we're going to go to the line and you call on the people from other states. We got to let people know where you're from, what state you're from, and shed your light on what Grudge Inc. has allowed you to do and the direction you're trying to go with Grudge Inc. So, Sharon, who we got, and let them get a state.
Okay. We're still going to try to tie in DJ Grant's show. That wasn't DJ Grant that had the background noise. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and open. Chemo, your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Chemo out of Michigan, Detroit, Michigan. What Grudge Inc. has done for me is I talk a lot of shit and I put people in their place. But you know, I've met people from all over.
Caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you'll be able to listen
so
to the show.
So, is a good thing and it's moving in a good direction, I believe. So we can keep all the crybabies away. Because with Grudge Inc., you got to have thick skin. So if you're a crybaby, do not get your ass on this show.
Chemo, tell them what kind of car you represent and tell them what you got so people out this way and other states to know Chemo and what they come with. Let them know what you come with, what you got.
My girl, she sports a small block with a fan. She wears some high heel shoes with 28-inch heels on. Stock suspension.
I don't know, Chemo, if that was done very eloquently. I don't know if you might have to translate for the guy that I don't know if the guy that I text quite that deep yet.
Well,
you know, the fact that she got a fan and stilettos on, you know,
yeah.
you might need to back that up.
Let me specify. Well, small block turbo car, stock suspension with 28-inch wheels on.
DJ Grant and Butt Naked.
Yeah.
Being that we can't get on to the Atomic Dog Show, we've tried a few things. I've tried a few things. Would you guys like to continue to have a show, or do you want to ask your viewers whether they would like to continue to just listen in on the Atomic Dog Show?
We can listen in for a little bit. We need to try something.
DJ, right now. Well, hold up, DJ. Butt Naked. How do you feel, DJ? I can't get to your number on the. I can't even pull you up for some reason. I don't even see you. But what I would like to suggest is for those that would like to listen into the Atomic Dog Show. You have a smartphone. You have a cell phone. You can also call it and toggle back and forth between the two shows. But I do know Butt Naked and DJ Grant also have a job to do, which is to keep their show the number one show in the grudge world. And we cannot do that by sitting by passively and ignoring your callers.
No, we can't.
There's a couple more mics, so we can open them up. But I definitely want to. I told them that's what we were going to try to do. It's a pretty good topic they got going on.
And it's a great topic. It's a great topic.
Yeah, I didn't really want to miss it.
With Jay and see if Jay by his board, they can link them together. If he can't, then we'll go on with our show. I mean,
unfortunately, I'll tell you what, I don't want to hold up your listeners anymore because you guys are actually losing callers, and it looks like they're going over to the Atomic Dog Show. Let's work this out behind the scenes.
Let's go on with our show while you work there behind the scenes.
Well, unfortunately, I can't be the one to work it out behind the scenes because I have to run the board right now. And DJ, I can't help. I can't even see you to even turn the show over to you. But you guys let me know what you guys want me to do, and I'll turn it loose. I'll do however you guys want to do it. It's your show. In the meantime, let's take a few callers right here. 205-2712. Your mic is open. Please go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? Is it any Gunny?
What's going on? Sleepy, my man. What's going on, bro?
Man, let me speak to the host. Butt Naked. Mr. Grant, how y'all doing this evening, brother?
How you doing, brother? How you doing?
I would like to listen to Atomic Dog Show, but if we can't get in, man, let's stay on our show. That's just my suggestion, you know, so.
Oh, yeah.
All yeah, right. Well, I mean, we can definitely listen in. And, I mean, we can listen in, then whenever we feel like we want to drop off, we can just drop off. That's fine.
That's right.
All
y'all got to do is let me know when to open up their mic, and we can listen in for a little while. But let's go back to what Jay Barnes was saying because it was extremely important. We have the Grudge Inc. website. We have the Grudge Store where you're able to purchase the same parts at a discounted price and delivered to your door. We also have the Grudge Book.
Hold on. She sent me a text again. Let's see. Open it. Let's see what would be the. I don't know what number to tell her that is. Let me see. Let me give her my number. See if she sees that. Or wonder if she sees. Let me see. Maybe she doesn't see my number. Maybe it's the number that I'm calling in. Let's see if she can see that. Because I can't push no one button. I don't think.
Can't push none over here either.
Let me tell her to look for this number. Hold on. I'm finna just call her. Y'all hold on.
Y'all work on that.
Y'all keep on going. I'm calling her on my cell phone.
All right, Gunner. Will you elaborate a little bit more on the store that we got and in the book?
All right. Okay, well, once again, as you know, we have sponsors now. Grudge Inc. has sponsors. It's extremely important to support the Grudge Inc. website and go on and post the comments, post pictures, post your videos. As you heard Jay Barnes say, the sponsors are monitoring what we're doing. And we need your support to come on and show the manufacturers and the racing game that we also spend money. And we need to show how much money we spend, which is the purpose of the Grudge Store. Once again, you can go onto the Grudge Store through the www.grudgeinc.us website. You can access many forms of digital media through the Grudge Inc. website. If you have any questions about the Grudge Inc. Store, the Grudge Inc. Social networking site, which is the it's similar to Facebook, where all the grudge races are connected. Please contact your state governors. If you have any questions on how to contact your state governors, you can log on to, once again, www.grudgeinc.us and contact your state governors for further information. That's why these governors are in place, but right now, Grudge Inc. is moving forward.
Got it.
And
got
we
it.
Need your support without a shadow of a doubt. The Grudge Inc. store, the Grudge Inc. and Grudge Book, as well as
okay.
grudgeinc.us. What's going on, DJ?
Okay. Is there anybody that has a... Can you swap us over from your cell phone?
No, I can't. I'm not calling in from a cell phone. I'm on a landline, DJ.
Okay. Hold on a second.
What did you say, lady?
All right, go ahead, got it.
Chair.
All right. Let's go to 708-1764 from out of Chicago. Your mic is open. Talk to us. State your name. 708-1764. Your mic is open. State your name. All right. 312-0684. Your mic is open. State your name, please.
Gunner.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, Gunner. I was on mute. Yeah, so let's put it on mute. Don't
okay.
tell me, man. I'm just saying you guys doing a good job. Hello to everybody. Keep it rolling.
Hey, Jamie, without you doing what you just did, this wouldn't be possible. Once again, racing is a team sport. Grudge Inc. is a team sport. And just because you play on the team does not mean you lose your individuality, just like Jay Barnes said. So with that being said, let me be the first one to say, yes, I'm Grudge Inc. down to my socks. But I am also, first and foremost, Gunnet Picks Multimedia Videography Organization. You can contact me for all your videography needs if you are a promoter. You can contact me for T-shirts. You can contact me for a multitude of things.
Don't mean
at the end
to
of the
job,
day,
Gunn.
I support
don't.
The movement, which is Grudge Racing, and it's powered by Grudge Inc., which is you, me, your brother, and your sister.
Right,
this is something
it.
That we control.
Got it.
What's going on?
All right. I need someone that wants to do it through it that can tie us in. So now I'm going to need their number. I'm going to give you a number. Who wants to... call Tom and Dahl's show from their phone. We can just tie that's our whose mic is already open.
DJ, there's a better way to do that. Call some, get me a number from the Atomic Dog Show, and I'll call them from this show. And all they have to do is open their mic and connect us.
Well, call Chemo. Chemo was just on there. Just call Chemo.
Give me Chemo's number, DJ.
I don't know it right off hand.
Okay, we gotta do a little bit better, DJ. We gotta do better than that, bro.
DJ.
Yeah.
You wanna? I got an open line here.
All right, but you have a lot of background noise, it appears. Are you traveling?
No, that was me. I was going to say I got an open line, too, but I'm going to go back and mute my mic.
Okay, somebody's traveling in the car. Leon.
Yes.
All right, let me grab your number, bro.
219-614-2285.
I'm sorry, one more time, 22?
85.
All right, hang on.
2285.
All right, I'm calling you now from the show. Leon, can you hear me?
You got him in the private room.
Hold on, DJ. Hold on, please, sir. Leon.
Yeah.
All right, Leon, I think we're ready to go to be tied into the Atomic Dog Grudging Show.
Do I got a dollar number? I thought you were going to give me a number to dial.
Okay. I want you to dial this number right here for me, Leon. 646. 646.
646.
200. 4419.
4419.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes, sir, man.
All right, DJ. And Gunner, y'all both be there behind the scene. But Gunner, let's go on to the next call and see what we got.
Hey, but nigga, y'all let me know what to do. I'm just a man pushing the buttons. I'm. However y'all say do it, we'll do it.
All I say is this: I appreciate everybody with being quiet and muting their mic. So when we get tied in, you know, just please keep the same.
We'll have order on the show.
But what's going on? Our listeners are getting bored. because they ain't hearing it, and there's no talk going on, and they're holding on the line.
All right, 312-0684. Your mic is open. Holla. 312-0684. Talk to us.
Hello?
312-0684. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Somebody needs the mic back. You know, there's somebody trying to help me out on the boards. I don't know who it is.
Not me.
You know, I'll tell you what. We got to get this under control, but Naked. But Naked, this is your show. You know, whoever's on the boards, please stop helping me.
Leon, when I dialed the number, it said show is full.
Damn it.
Well, they got a heck of a show then going on tonight.
Okay,
so.
What we got to do, what's Chemo is on over there. Do you know Chemo's number?
No, I ain't got Chemo's number.
Okay, anybody whose mic is open right now has got Chemo number?
Jack probably got it. Let me call Drag on my house phone.
Okay.
Let me call Drag on my house phone.
This is what we'll do. We'll just call in.
Somebody shoot Bills a text. I know Bills got Chemo number, and that's why you can probably call Chemo to get tied in.
All right. I got Bills number. I'm going to...
All right, DJ, you got to work on that other show you want to. Something else, because our calls, instead of dropping, we don't drop down from 98 calls to 52.
Hold on, man. I mean, but that's what we're all trying to be in one accord, man. I mean, that's what we're trying. I mean, that was the whole goal we're trying to do, because that's where all our other Grudge Inc. brothers and everybody at. Because I was asked to be on the show, and you know. So we're going to try to make this happen. So everybody just bear with it. If they're going over there, hell, it ain't going to matter because we're going to be over there too.
Nah, they ain't going over. I believe they're just getting off because they didn't. Nah,
they going up. That's probably what they're doing.
Anything.
Well, it's full now.
Hold on a second. What was the topic over there?
Hold on, Leon. I just called on my other phone. It's open. Try again because they got look like they got a room over there.
All right. Why didn't you work on that, Gunnit? Let's take Nick call.
All right, let's try it again. 312-0684, your mic is open. Can you hear us? 312-0684.
Hello. Yeah, I'm coming. Yeah, my mic been open, Gunny.
All right, I'm sorry, Larry. Larry, you know, and I should know your number by heart. I don't know what's going on. What's going on, Larry? You have any comments?
Oh, man, nothing. Call to give my support like I've been doing since the Butt Deck and the DJ Grant show been going on. I come in here with both of my pistols cocked back. I tell you this. Well, I'm shooting the pistols, man, to try to get in on the line.
Hey, I feel your pain, bro. I feel your pain.
How y'all
doing,
man? Y'all good, Gunny? Everybody all good?
Man, I'm waiting for a show topic tonight. I'm waiting for somebody to talk about something over here. Hell, we've been on this phone for about an hour and said shit.
Yeah. Gunner, what about your topic?
How you doing? How you doing, champ?
I'm doing pretty good, Larry. You?
Oh man, I'm hanging it out with both hands, man. I was supposed to be in Atlanta, man, about 5:30 this evening.
What happened?
Yeah, but I'm a little delayed. I'm a little delayed right now. So once I get it together, man, I'm gonna do like long range. I'm gonna tell Tonto to get his ass up. Let's ride.
Brother Larry, what you doing coming to Atlanta?
I gotta come through Atlanta. Gotta pick the first thing I'm gonna do. I'm gonna stop by home when I get there. I'm stopping by your house.
Oh, okay.
And after I stop by your house, hey man, I'm going west. 80 degrees, man.
Okay, hold on. Miss Sharon just called me. She said, "Can she call your number, Leon, and you ties in that way?"
Leon.
Hey, Gunner, you can give him my number to tie in.
Okay. Who just said that?
This is Danny.
Danny.
Danny's number is 630.
Hold on.
677.
Hello.
Okay.
5912.
Hello, what you been doing, champ?
Oh man, working hard. Trying to get ready for the weekend also.
You going down there too?
Oh yeah.
Okay. I mean DJ Grant.
Yes, sir.
You know I've been waiting on you to do this from here. Last Glad, when you started doing this with me, I think I was 24 years old. Now I'm waiting on this race, man.
Oh, like I say, Larry, you come on down. I promise I plan not to disappoint you this time, brother. I'm going to make sure the hood pins are on solid if I have to take the hood down. And I can't jump in the motor and make sure the crank, but I, you know, the motor is almost like brand new. So
okay, all right.
She's firing strong on all eight.
I've been waiting for this one to go down, man, because, see, I got a great big question mark behind that one. That is, is you going to have that dip? That's what I want to see. I want to see what's really going to go down, because I feel like you're qualified.
Well, I mean they got a G. I'm not trying to run them for they got a G body belt.
Okay. What's the G body belt they got?
They got a G body belt. No, I ain't trying to take no bet. It's just gonna be a grudge. They don't have a belt that.
I'm sorry.
DJ Grant, there you go. We know it's in.
Okay. Miss Sharon.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you got us. Okay, great. You can hear me.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and open up your mic because they're talking about you right now, DJ Grant.
Wow. All right, bring me in. Bring me in.
And go up under the final hit. That damn chemo Mustang made one hell of a pass, that last pass he made. I didn't even think it was the same drive. I had to ask, maybe it's not the same drive. And I thought somebody else had got the damn car.
I tried to get somebody to fall for the banana in the tailpipe.
Let me tell you this, Chemo. I don't care what it did or how it did. Guess what? Down on your ass, I'm glad to go. Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Glad to have you. They were just calling for you a while ago. We got a lot of folks on here, the full show, and a lot of guys out this way don't know exactly who you are or where you're from. So before you give them your version, what does it mean to you? Explain to them who you are, where you're from, and how you sit with your car.
You got to give me your real name. The video.
Okay, my real name is the Chemo Killer. That's my real name, the Sub-Zero Chemo Killer. That's my real name. really. This is DJ Grant, a.k.a. the number one stunner, a.k.a. the king of true stock suspension. I am the Alabama Grudge, Inc. governor, and I have a 2004 Cobra Mustang small block with a single turbo on it on 28s. Grudging to me, I said this before, but I'll say it again. I mean, I've never really could have seen myself probably becoming a member of any type of racing organization or racing team or anything like that, just because I ain't never really thought like that as far as like joining something. But Grudging is something that's very positive. Grudge Inc., you know, to me, it's made me known all over the country pretty much through Grudge Inc. I mean, and it's made a whole lot of other people known all over the country. I mean, it's Grudge Inc. has almost made some superstars. I call them Grudge superstars now, because it's made where we were just kind of in a box. And now we all over the country. I mean, we all talk on these phones almost every night, and it's like a big brotherhood now. I mean, we all, you know, we all, just like me and Chemo, we got our rivalry, but, you know, other than that, you know, anything I could ever do for Chemo, if there's something I could do, shoot, he got it. You know, that's just how it is, man. I mean, you know, you know, on race day, we want your ass, but other than that, we, you know, we can kick back and do what we do. I mean, Grudge Inc. is just a great thing. I mean, I love it. I can't say enough good, positive things about it. And one thing about Grudge Inc., it supports everything that we love. And it's nothing negative. I mean, you always going to have some negative issues or negative this or negative that, but, you know, I wouldn't be a part of Grudge Inc. if I felt like Grudge Inc. supported anything negative or trying to, you know, come in and take over Grudge Racing or something like that, because that's not what Grudge Inc. is about. Grudge Inc. is pretty much, me, the organization of, you know, putting some type of organization or putting what we do in some type of order, I would say. You know, a lot of people may look at Grudge Racing as being a bunch of wild, crazy people. And some, you know, in some cases we are, but it's what we do and what we love. And if you don't understand it, you may think that. But it's letting people really get to see what we do and understand it. And it's growing like, I mean, it's growing unbelievable. But, I mean, I love it. And anybody out here on 28th can come down on my ass because I plan to go down on your ass. But that's it in a nutshell with me. I mean, I don't know if anybody got any questions for me, but I don't mind answering anything.
That's people know where you're going to be. Jay, you got a race coming out. That's people know you're extra ready where you're going to be. So, you know, at that time, you got early one January, February. Let people know. So you say you know one's coming, you're a bad man. So let them know.
That's right. I will be in Bradenton this weekend. And I definitely be in be at Fat Tuesday, and definitely we're putting together something for the first. Grudge Inc. will be 1 year old.
What?
Right around, when is that, Jay Barnes? Around March.
Yeah, March, April.
March, April will be Grudge Inc. will be 1 year old, and my understanding we'll be putting together the 1 year anniversary Grudge Inc. race. In my home state, the governing state of Alabama. So,
Jay Bonds.
Yes, sir.
Now, this every time you have an anniversary for Grudge Inc., will it be in a designated place or will it be moving around?
Well, we definitely wanted to move around, Kimo. The fact that one of the reasons that it is going back to Alabama this year is because DJ Grant was one of the guys that first stepped up and went out on a limb with me to put that race together, but it will be moving around. And so that's something that, you know, we look forward to, that annual race. But it will be. And also, Timo, I want everybody to still understand, and I hope they do, and that so far, you know, that the people that have come on so far is from different corners of the country. And, again, you know, what has helped support that is Grudge Inc. So, Timo, did you think Grudge Inc. is a good thing?
Oh, yeah, it's a good thing. Did I say it wasn't a good thing, J-Bomb?
Yeah, is it?
You know what? It does. You got, just like with everything, don't they, Bonds? It has its pros, but then it also has its cons. But for the most part, it's a good thing, you know what I mean? Where I say, okay, well, you can get known around the country and people will help you. You can call. You know, I have DJ Grant number personally. I can call and ask him something. Or bids, or, you know, saying cold killer, any one of them guys, I can call and ask him something. Now that's the pros, or, you know, we can all help each other. Now, the cons that I see with it is, you know, a guy can't hack. So you can't sneak up on no one. Everybody gonna know, see you. So, you know, you can't go and say, well, yeah. After one guy had one race, you basically don't know him. So he can't sneak up on you. You know, you can't bring a car from out of town and say, oh, you don't know this guy. You come in there, you got a lot of money, and you get beat real bad because you didn't know nothing about the car. So, you know, he got his pros and he's got his cons with everything. But I think it's a great thing.
Let's open up a few mics over here on the Butt Naked DJ Grant Show, 708-8152. Your mic is open. State your name first.
I'm just listening right now, John. I'm just listening.
All right. Let's go. 773-7399 is number. Who is this? Raspy Voice?
What's up, Gunny P?
What's going on, bro?
Not a whole lot, bro. You know, it's been a long time since me and you talk, bro.
Now, let me see. Put a name to the voice.
You don't know who this is?
Man, it's a funny name. As a matter of fact, the number looks so familiar. The number looks so familiar.
You don't know who the hell this is, do you?
Nah, I don't. I'm at a total loss. The 773 number, you from up north. So you from up central north somewhere. And, you know, but I tell you what, so we don't have to show up. Let us know who you are because you do. I think this might be Leroy. Who's this right here? I can't hear you, man. Gotta do better. Come on, give me the name one more time.
Nah, that was me, man. I don't know who that was you were calling, but I just had to say what's up. That's all. I ain't trying to be in the wild. It's Dolomite.
Dolomite. Okay. Dolomite, you know what? See, I can't see you on a Butt Naked show, so I know you're on a Tommy Dog show. So that's a good one. But Dolomite, I'm glad you're on the show tonight. I'd like to bring something up in a hot second. But I tell you, we do have a few callers on the Butt Naked DJ Grant show. And then if you don't mind, I'll let Jay Barnes, you were talking about how Grudge Inc. needs all the listener, all the internet, all the digital loggers support. I'd like you to rehash that over the show. We have a little bit of air on the line, which is making it a little difficult to hear.
Sure,
if you're responsible for the air, can you please check yourself for us, please, so we can have a clear show.
Yeah, awesome. Anybody that's not talking, if you please, if your mic is open on our side, please mute your mic because, you know, we don't want no background noise. We want to be respectful to our Texas brother, Texas family over there, so we can hear.
All right.
If you don't mind.
Same thing on our side. Same thing on the Texas side. If anybody's got some background, there you go. That made it better.
We still have it on our side. I'm going to go down. The only mics that'll be open is DJ, Leon, and Big Danny. I'm muting everybody else's mic. As a matter of fact, it was the first mic I muted. There it go. Hello.
Yeah, that's the first mic I muted.
Yeah. I'm going to tell on them. That's 313-5415, all that damn background noise. What's wrong with you? All right. But Jay Barnes, are you on the line?
I am. And let me say this before you go too far. Bobby Childs is texting me. Bobby, I don't have control of no board. Y'all please look out for Bobby Childs. He's trying to get in. Y'all trying to block Bobby Childs, and, you know.
Let's do this. We've got two shows working here together. It took DJ Grant and I and Gunny Pig and I a while to get that going. I'm going to go ahead and open up mics of people that I know how to act on the show, okay? Teo from California, your mic is open. Big Clark, your mic is open. Mississippi Joe and Bobby Wildchild, your mics are open.
All right. And also,
what's going on?
Okay.
What's happening?
Go ahead, Dennis.
On the butt naked DJ Grant side, we have 708-0992. That sounds like Biz. 708-0992. Okay, I'll tell you what, I'm going to leave this mic open. I know Biz. I believe that's Biz.
Yeah, we hear you, Biz.
Yeah, you can hear me. Okay, hey, I took a break. I talked to Atomic Dog earlier and let him know that I'll be at work, but took a break. I definitely want to call in and show support of my Grudge family, Grudge Inc., the one that birthed me into stardom. We were doing a lot of things local, and that's what we were, that we were just local. And since I met Jay Barnes, Gunner Picks, DJ Grant, Mississippi Joe, they put me on the forefront, and there it is, you know. Me beating Chemo, nobody heard that before, you know, until I became a member of Grudge Inc. Now it's all over the world, and everybody want to raise beers. After I beat Jimbo, Big Ball Factor, he called me. Petey Smallblock from New Jersey called me. You know, all the big names. You know,
is my mic still open?
Listen. We got to have a little bit of order. Can we please give Biz due justice?
Hold on one second. Before Biz go ahead on, people out that way know Biz. We out here in Texas, and Biz is okay, but brought a lot of action. Biz, these guys out here don't know who you are, where you from, how you sit. So since you're on a Texas show right now, merge with me. Let the guys in Texas know how you represent,
okay,
where you from.
Okay. Well, see, my group is called Set on Kill First. And if you understand what set on kill means, it means your car is set on kill. You don't need to go to the track and make test hit after test hit after test hit. Because if you have to do that, that means you're not set on kill. So when I come to the track and I tell you, let's go off the trailer, I'm saying I'm set on kill. All right. And it don't matter. I usually have small blocks, but next year, right now, that's all set on kill. I have a small block F2 Pro Charger, stock suspension on 28. Next year, I'm only going to have stock suspension on 28. Not saying I won't run a 29. Not saying I won't run a 315. Not saying I won't run a 33. But I have to like what I see. As my man Titan Man said, I'm going to put this on my set on kill shirt. I got to see you shake down before I skin down. That's the new saying. I got to see you shake down before I skin down. Once I see you shake down and I like what I see, I'm going to tell you to get down. All right. Stock suspension on 28, big block with nitrous, small block with nitrous. pro charges, it don't matter. So that's
well,
to my grudge.
You let them know. Will you let the people know where you will be at?
Okay. I will be. I'm going down to Bradenton to look up under some skirts. Because this is a hustle first. And, before I started racing, I've been hustling. So I'm going to go down to Bradenton. I'm going to look under some skirts, see what I want to see. And I see once I see them shake down, I'm going to skin down. And then I will be at Big Clark's race, my Mississippi homeboy, in Lena, Mississippi, February 9th. That's Skinny Saturday before Fat Tuesday. And Lena, Mississippi. I'm locked in to run one of my homeboys, the Indiana Governor Leon. We got to be in the head up pro tree, 8 mile. Oh, and another thing, I think you Texas boys run out the back door too, quarter mile. Us guys in Chicago run a quarter mile, but I have been converted. I've been baptized by Jay Barnes into the Dirty South. I no longer will run out the back door. 8 mile racing only for me.
There's so many words
so,
to tuck this tail and cut the track in half because he don't feel he can hang out.
Hey, man, if OJ Simpson would have had you the second time around, he wouldn't be in jail now. Because you would shoot every damn thing somebody said. Damn. Kimo, can I get my 3 minutes of shine, man?
No,
that's
man.
It, man. Can I get just 3 minutes? Hey, man, listen, man, when I step down in February 9th in Lena, Mississippi, I'm running Leon. I'm locked in to run Leon. I'm locked in to run Wayne from Detroit, Michigan, never scared. He's coming out with a new car, and I don't know who the hell he think he is. Think he's going to come out with a new car and run me. But he's coming out with a new car, and we locked in. Yeah, okay, well, just get in the pot. Get in the pot. And if you and your driver, little Tony, he got 1-1. He said he wanted it in Lena. He got it. 1-1.
Once he leaves Bradenton, we're going to lock that in. We're going to take that 1-1.
Man, lock it in before you get to Bradenton. Jay Barnes, I checked little Tony's bank account today. The man have paid $10,000 in Punk House this year. So you can lock it in because I don't have no problem about. The man have paid $10,000 in Punk House this year. I don't have no problem with free money.
Biz, can I interrupt you for a second? Biz, why are you talking about locking? We do got a lot of callers, but we just got Phil from White Boys on the line. He wants to know, will DJ lock in this Saturday in Braden? And Phil, your mic is open. Go ahead, please. And please talk to your Texas Grudge Inc. brothers and let them know if anybody's in Texas, they can get it too.
Hold on, before you say that, I want everybody to know that's why Biz is King Biz. Did y'all hear how Biz just handled himself? That's why they call him King Biz.
hey, DJ, can I please have the honor to talk to Phil?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I please have the honor?
Go ahead.
What's up, Phil?
What's going on?
Lock in 500 on 2000 or better. Head up Pro Tree. Be in a staging lane Sunday by 3 o'clock.
With what car?
With your car and DJ Grant's car.
that is no problem. Lock in.
No. Not no problem. Okay, it's locked in. 500 on 2000 or better. Head up Pro Tree.
Who is this? Biz?
This Biz, man. Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure I know who I need to get my money from.
Okay.
Head up, Pro Tree. 500 on 2000 or better. Be in staging lanes by 3.
By 6.
Be in staging lanes by 3.
6.
You want to say 6, DJ?
Yes.
6. Change it up. 6. 6, Phil.
That'll work with me. Everybody hears that, right?
We flip for lane choice, right?
Yeah, flip for lane choice.
You got your wish.
It's locked. It's locked. See, that's how we do it, Kimo. Kimo, take notes, man. That's how we do it in Chi-Town, man. Ain't no sense of no talking, no arguing. Lock in, man. Lock in. Gunner, you my mic, Gunner.
All right. Hey, listen,
Gunner,
I want to know,
Phil.
Phil, while we have the Texas, we have Atomic Dog Grudging show on the line. Do you have anybody in Texas you'd like to know how you know how you sit and how you like to get down?
Nah, just anything on 28th Nitrous, we really don't mind.
make a special occasion for, you know, slow turbos.
Thomas,
the same
Thomas,
slow turbo that whipped your ass.
Talk to him,
you make. Hold on, shut up, Gunny. Did this man just say he make exception for slow turbo? The same slow turbo that done beat him, right? The same one that beat you. It ain't even gonna be close this time. Watch and see.
Well, that's what I wanted to hear.
Good.
Good evening, Tommy Dog and all y'all, J-Bond. How y'all doing? Good evening, what's going on? I want to respond to what J-Bond was saying about Grudge Inc. Can I get a minute? Because y'all know I'm trying to get ready to go to Florida.
Go ahead, Bobby.
You know, you cannot understand this. I'm going to get you off, please.
All right, Bobby, got to get rid of that background now. Background noise.
Hello.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Not me. I don't know why she's muted. It's not me. But I didn't mute you, Bobby.
All right, there you go.
A lot of noise going on.
All right, I muted mics on the butt-naked DJ Grant side. Go ahead, Bobby. I'm sorry. Can you start again, sir?
I just want to respond to what Jay was saying. Do y'all remember when the NGRA started? And I'm not saying there's probably some guys listening on this phone. When the NGRA started, it was the same kind of naked talk that was going on. And now, here go Grudge Inc. done come along and doing some even more positive things than the NGRA. I can't understand it for my life's sake. Why in the world, when somebody's trying to start something on a good and positive note, that we always got to just go and just tear it down? You know, telling lies about Grudge Inc. trying to take over and all of these different meanings and stuff. I mean, to me, the NGRA been a lot longer, a lot farther too, if it wasn't so many negative people that I've heard come on the radio, probably some of them, or have been a member of the NGRA, now they're a member of the Grudge Inc. And I used to listen to all naked talk, everything that they did, everybody trying to get paid this and that. I know for a fact that what Jay Bone is doing is positive. And it can be positive. The man is telling the truth. Let me tell y'all something. There's a lot of money out there. But they're not going to make these sponsors are not going to give you money if you're not holding a certain standard. They listen to the way you talk, the way you carry yourself. I was sponsored by Discount Auto for 7 years, and they told me I had a standard I had to uphold. Oh, yeah, I wanted to get crazy, but I couldn't. But the thing, like I said, I heard some of the guys say, yes, I have met a lot of folks over the past. I think Freddie from Illinois, and went down to the last show on November the 3rd. I mean, it's a broad band that you can meet folks and get to socialize with people and fellowship with them. But I wish that the negative part, like, look for an example. NGR, I mean the Grudge Inc. was just only going to do the help with the bill. I mean not with the bill, with the banquet. Look what happened. Because the one man, and I'm not ashamed to say it, BTE, came in and made one statement and blew his slap up. He dropped the atomic bomb on it and totally done the whole thing up. Now they're trying to get it back together. We need to stop the negative and let's come together. Grudge Inc. is doing a positive thing, and what Jay's saying, if you want to stand together, don't listen to all this negative stuff. I'm going to tell you, it's not over, Jay. The bigger it gets, the more enemies you're going to get, the more people going to try to stop it. But if you keep doing what you're doing, I'm going to tell you, hold your head up, and all the Grudge Inc. family, get behind Jay and let's push it forward, because it's a lot of money out there. If you play your cards right, if you do the right thing, all these people, like you said, These folks listen to those numbers that are listening, that are out there talking. As long as they are listening to those numbers talking, the cash letters are ringing, because that's what they want to know. They want to know that their name is being put out there. And then they don't mind putting the money out there with it. And you can have a $4,000 or $5,000 G-body, stock suspension G-body, or whatever, a small block stock suspension truck. You can have it. These people will put their money out there if they're knowing that their name or their product is getting out there. So, Jay, I'm going to tell you, keep up the good work, man. I went through it with the NGRA. I don't think we heard it was just negative, 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 negative. And you hear the same thing now. Don't stop. I'm 100% grudging. I'm going to be there. Anything I can do to help it go forward, and I'm going to put it this way. I don't care who in the hell get mad and telling me I don't need to do this and that. I'm my own man. I stand on my own. So I'm saying I'm behind you. Whatever I can do to help push Grudge Inc. forward, and I'm going to like this right here. I don't care if they do take over. Maybe somebody need to take over something with common sense. Yeah, like you said, that little girl, 6 years old, got a number one show. If y'all ever looked at it, how country it is, have you ever looked at it? And then you got people with combines out here on ESPN2, combiners and cotton pickers running into one number, being sponsored by this kind of money. And we can't get a sponsorship or get a TV show. Yeah, you can. Jay, don't stop. Keep doing what you're doing. And I hope I see a lot of y'all down in Florida this weekend. I'm gone. I just had to spill my guts. I just get so sick and tired of all this negative when people try to do positive things. All we want is to be trying somebody's pocketbook. Well, hell, come up with your idea. Can't count your own money. Thank y'all. I'm gone.
That sounds fine.
Tommy Dog, I got one of the directors on my phone. Big Drag out of Chicago, Illinois. Would it be fine if I bring him on in?
Yeah, go ahead on, Big Drag.
Drag.
Yeah, I'm here, Joe. I had to come off mute.
Okay, you live on the Tommy Dog Show in Dallas, Texas. I'm sorry. Let him know who you is, big fella.
Hey, Atomic Dog. Hey, Miss what's I can't let me get it right here, y'all. Miss Sharon. I wanted to say Miss Sandy, but Miss Sharon, how y'all doing?
I'm fine.
We doing all right, man. How you doing? Welcome to the show, man.
I'm good, man, and hello to everybody out here, all the listeners and all the governors, the racers, Timo and Gunnett and DJ Grant and everybody, man. If I missed anybody,
Dale.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say hello to y'all. But yes, I'm a very big part of Grudge Inc. And I'm the director of Grudge Inc. I'm from Illinois, you know, the Chicago area, which we represent the Central North. And this thing is getting so big, man. The Grudge Inc. stuff is just, you know, the brotherhood of all the different guys and the bridges that we were able to gap with people that don't know people. Fortunately for me, you know, I'm known, you know, in the racing community, Grudge Racing and in class racing, but there's a lot of people that's not known, you know, and for those that don't know me, I want them to know that I am mainly a Grudge Racer, and that's what I like to do. I'm in the process of getting ready to debut a brand new car, so I'm not really, you know, kicking up a lot of steam about it because it's not done yet. But in the near future, meaning by Big Clark's race, I should be able to make a showing. I'm not 100% sure if I'm going to be ready for action, but I'm prepared for action. And I want to put that out there.
Tell him how your car sits.
I got a chassis car, big tire chassis car, no nitrous car.
Also, big fella, I want to know.
Big Drag, you have everything in Grudge Racing? I didn't hear you. What was that?
I said, can I get everything in Grudge Racing then?
No, Bobby, I think you got that gas on, man. You need to be letting me do a little something.
No, but you, that's okay, y'all. I'm going back on mute.
Hey, Bobby.
Drag, what has, Drag, big fella, enlighten them a little bit about what has Grudge done for you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, actually, actually, Grudge Inc. for me, you know, first let me say that if it was something that wasn't positive, man, I wouldn't have signed my name on, you know. So for me to be in this and gone as far as it has, I have gone with it, man, it's definitely all positive. You know, like Kimo was saying earlier, we're going to have pros and cons and everything, man. We could be in line giving money away, you know what I'm saying, and run out. They're going to have something bad to say about that. But for me, Grudge Inc. has allowed me to meet a lot of people that I did not know, man, you know, and gain the respect of others and to give the respect as well. You know, Atomic Dog and them guys, you know, I've heard Atomic Dog, but I never really personally met him. You know, and when I did meet him and seen his operation, man, those are top-notch people, man. And I met DJ Grant. I met Butt Naked. I met, you know, Tight Man, you know, and Mario and all of those guys are guys that I heard of but I didn't know, you know. The only people that I really did know was Bobby Wildchild. And it's funny, the story about Bobby Wildchild, y'all. I've been knowing Bobby Wildchild for the last 7 years. We talk on the phone at least, you know, once every month, every 2 months about racing. I met him through a longtime friend of mine, which is Skip Hamilton. And we'd never seen each other. We've talked a lot, and I just physically seen him, and he seen me at the zoo for the November 3rd race. But Naked, you know, and all those different guys, you know, Cold Killer, you know, those guys that I've heard of, but I never got a chance to meet them, man, and I know all them guys now, you know. So it has a brotherhood with these guys, you know, and it ain't just the racing only, you know. I said this before online that, you know, I might be traveling through Texas and break down. You know what I'm saying? I could call Atomic Dog them, and if he can't come to my aid, he can tell me where he dragged. Go over here. You know, same thing as traveling through different states of people that we now know. You know, if we can, you know, if we can just get in contact with them and they put us in the right direction, you know. This stuff is huge, man. It's not all about, it's not only drag racing is what I'm saying.
And so basically, Big Drag is saying that Grudge Inc. is building an extended family.
Exactly. That is exactly what I mean, you know, in better words, an extended family. I look at these guys, you know, as my race brothers, you know, and you guys, if you hear me on the radio, I try to speak knowledge to the guys, you know, and we're going to have haters. You know, I have some, and they voice their opinion, you know, for whatever reason. But it's not because I've personally done anything to them, but, hey, that's their opinion of me, and I can't change it. I wish that I could, but I can't. But for the most part, man, everybody, you know, we need to just get together, even the ones that have a problem with us or Grudge Inc. You know, at some point, we got to mend our differences because we all love the same thing, you know, and if we all go in a different direction, man, we'll never come together.
Hey, can I add one more thing, Drag? Can you tell, being that you're one of the directors of Grudge Inc. and you're from the Central North area, can you please let the Central North listeners and the audience know how important it is to log on to www.grudgeinc.us, post videos, pictures, comments, and call into the shows. Don't just call in. Go back over to the website and talk about it. Can you let them know if it's important and do it and why?
It's very important for you guys to go to www.grudgeinc.us to sign up first to become a member. And secondly, we have things to offer you guys. You know, as well as you can present a lot of the new things that you got going on that we don't know about, but we want to know about, you know, new cars, pictures of your new cars, or races that you may have ran or you're getting ready to run, or things like that. Just to talk, you know, leave a message, you know, and to connect with us guys. You know, a lot of people think because some of us, fortunately, have a little bit faster car that we, you know, we're not approachable, but we are approachable. We're regular people just like you. The cars don't make us, you know what I'm saying? We're normal people. So we would love for you guys to come over with your questions or just to shake our hands, or we could shake your hands and say hello and things like that.
All right, fantastic. Okay. Jay Barnes.
Jay Barnes dropped off. I appreciate that. Let me get Teal. He's out of California. He's been waiting a while. Then I got Roy James from out of Texas got something to say. But let me get Teal right quick. He's been waiting a while. So, hey, Teal, how you going? How you doing?
Doing good, man. What's going on, Atomic Dog? What's going on, everybody?
Hey, tell you what's going on. My California governor.
I got to tell you something, man. When I signed on Grudge Inc., I was a little unsure. As I got to know everybody and call into all the shows, you know, and not having even met everybody in person, I can feel the trust that everybody's in it for the same thing. And I love it. I love the camaraderie. I love the racing. I love hearing about who's getting whooped and who's doing the whooping. And, you know, and DJ, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
DJ, I was thinking about giving you the proper introduction that should have been done when we did on my show on Saturday night.
What's that?
In a different voice, you know, bringing you in. I was going to do my Kevin impersonation, but I let it go right now, man.
No, boy. Hey, let him hear that one. Come on, bro.
I don't know if Texas is ready for this, but the one thing I want to say to Texas, man, the one thing we do besides racing is we all have a lot of fun together. We laugh together, we joke together, but you know what? There's also time to get busy in the other lanes. So, you know, I'm glad that you guys are there, Tom and Dog, man. I told you earlier, man, anytime you need me, I'll be there for you. You don't even have to think twice about it. Just give me a quick jingle, and whatever you need is yours, baby.
And
I appreciate it, Kimo.
Atomic Dog, before I know you got to bring on Ward James, but Atomic Dog, can you please let your Texas audience know how important it is to log on to www.grudgeinc.us and post pictures, post video, post comments, and become a part of the community?
Yeah, we always say it on Atomic Dog Show, man. All the Texas racers who come on to the show, hey, it'd be very important for you to go on to grudgeinc.us. Join up as a member. It don't cost nothing. All you're doing is just showing that you support what Grudge Inc. is doing, and Grudge Inc. in some way supports you and experience you guys that have races. You get to meet races from all over the world, man, and, you know, you can make the communication to try to help support this show, try to get some of those guys to come support this show. So go on to grudgeinc.us and sign up as a member, and any information you need to get, you can call me. You can call some of the other people, and, man, we're trying to help you best we can. We're all going to try to support each other. Hey, with that said, man, Roy James been waiting. I like to get Roy James on. I also like to get Big Clark on. I see he's waiting. So, with that said, Roy James, you want to say something? Roy James, you're one of the racers been around a long time. People know you, and I've been telling you about Grudge Inc. and what it stands for and what we're trying to do overall, man. So, I hope you join up time, become a member of Grudge Inc.
Hi, Fred. It's Jason
from coast to coast. Go ahead, Roy.
How are everybody doing tonight?
All right. What's going on? How are you tonight?
I'm doing good, baby. Doing good.
I just have a few things to say about the Grudge Inc. I think it's a good, real good idea because I've met a lot of people that I really hadn't, you know, didn't know before this the Grudge Inc. came on. I like to say that it's a good thing for the promoters and the fans because we're trying to put, you know, all our input in to get the fans because the fans, they come to the shows and they see one car run here and one, but they don't want that anymore. They want to see two cars go down the track together, you know, matter what, a big tire car or 570 cars or back half cars, as long as we're giving the fans what they need. And I like to say, you know, I started the MLK shootout. That's when I first started. This year will be 10 years that I've been in the Grudge Racing series. And ever since I got into it, I learned more and more and more about Grudge Racing because when I first started off, it was just a promote, you know, just to make money. But now it's not really all about making money. It's all about everybody getting together, coming together, and trying to get this thing going on. And I really appreciate the guys on the East Coast, you know, coming over here, you know, for Atomic Dog Race, and we go over there, you know. I've been over to South Carolina, but everybody knows, you know, several times, been to Mississippi, Fat Tuesday, and I want to go more places than that. But It's going to take, you know, all of us to come together, don't get races on top of each other and promote each other, you know, see what the fans like, you know, because it's all about the fans, let them get it, enjoy themselves, you know, and we get, you know, make a good showing. And I just really enjoy coming on the Tommy Dog Show because it's a lot of input that I have learned, you know, and a lot of people come on, you know, they be talking all kind of trash, but sometimes you need to get serious about the whole thing, you know, and see how far we can go with this. Because, like you said, like the ADRL, they have big-time sponsors and NHRA. Excuse me, they have sponsors. So I think the grudge race, you know, we right up there with them. We just got to put it together. Once we put this thing together, everybody's going to see, you know, how big this grudge race is going to be. And, you know, in the future, I think it's going to be a big deal. And I just want to say this to everybody, you know, that if we, you know, just try to do everything in a responsible a business type way, you know, it'll work. And I like to invite everybody, you know, like I say, I'm having my race on January the 19th and the 20th of January. Like I say, I've been having this race, it'll be 10 years this year. And one more thing I want to say before I get off, I forgot when I was listening to the show, the guy that got the belt, who is that guy that got the belt, Tommy Dong, who is that?
The Pro Mod belt is held, the National Pro Mod belt, Grudge Inc. belt, is held by Mighty Joe Young, which I think he resides in Buffalo, New York. Mighty Joe Young
I can get the belt is me and him going through, because I want that belt.
So Mighty Joe Young, you out there, Roy James just said he wants the belt, so... y'all have to try to beat up, make some kind of accommodation.
And another thing, I wanted to come to Braden, but due to the situation that I am, I have a niece graduating from Baton Rouge, and I got to go to her graduation. And that's the only reason I didn't get the chance to go to Braden.
Okay.
But I will be able to try to make other shows, you know. And Tommy knows that, you know, when any time a race or something go on, you know, I try to be there.
Okay, Roy. You done made that call. That's good, Roy. Hey, they're going to be looking. So just remember one thing about them belts. The people who retain them belts, they have a choice of where they want to race at. So just to let you know,
yeah,
that's just a format of it. Once you get the belt, you go, you get to bring it back to Texas. When you have your race, hey, you put the belt out there, so. You get a choice.
Yeah.
If you want to race the second, you get it. But right now, he got it. So wherever he feel like he want to do something with you, I'm quite sure he will come and call it and try to see if he can work it out.
Okay. I do.
And another thing, it's gonna be a big race, you know, for big car cars at my race and stuff. So I'm trying to get a lot of big car cars over there, pay out some pretty good money. But it's gonna be posted on all these websites.
Okay.
All right, Atomic Dog, I want to add for all the East Coast listeners on the combined show of DJ Grant, Butt Naked, and Atomic Dog. I've been in Texas in 2011, and those boys out there, they do get down. They race all night, and I do know at H&P, they have no curfew. They have no curfew. It is truly all night racing. The fans stay all night. You know, the people out there, they're friendly, you know, and everything. Truly, the races in Texas are big. They can truly hold up to saying everything is big in Texas because those crowds are off the meat rack. Never seen anything like it for a grudge event, period, bar none. When you get a chance, please, by all means, go out there and support the promoters out there in Texas.
Okay, appreciate that. I think... Big talk, and boom, your mic is over.
Hey, what's going on, Tommy Talk? What's going on, everybody, all the Grudge Inc. family? What's happening?
Big talk. What's going on, Clark?
Right.
What's the handle? Good.
What's going on, Gunner?
All right.
Yeah, I was just basically calling in, man. Support your show, and let everybody know what I think of Grudge Inc. But before I do that, you know, wanted everybody to know that we will be attending Roy James race on the 19th and 20th. Also, we have a race in Lena, Mississippi, February 9th. I'd like to invite everybody out. We got a lot of the major players coming out, you know, Big Drag, DJ Grant, Kimo, Bill Tony, Mr. Roy James would be there. You know, the list goes on and on, you know, for that particular race. That is Fat Tuesday week. And we're getting started with the pre-Mardi Gras explosion right there in Lena, Mississippi on a Saturday. On a high note, what I think of what grudging means to me, Tommy Dog, and what caught my attention was the unity, man. You know, it's very seldom that a lot of grudge racers get a chance to pull together and unite with one another. You know, a lot of guys before me, you know, they pretty much said it, but, you know, I've been kind of waiting to just come on. The unity is a huge, huge factor when it comes to any type of fellowship, whether it be going to church or, you know, just sitting down having lunch together. You know, unity is a big thing, man. And that's one of the things that Grudge instilled in me and what I liked about it. It is a positive aspect in a lot of different ways. A lot of the guys that has been struggling to come to the top from the bottom, you know, they get a chance to get noticed, man. And I think that means a lot to everybody. You know, I've had the honor to meet Biz, Roy James, DJ Grant, you know, the stripper, I mean, Butt Naked, you know, I mean, Donald Pitt, you know, and even, I mean, even you, Tommy Dog, Miss Cher, you know, you guys showed us a hell of a time out there at your race, you know, last week, man, and I mean, you know, that mean a lot, so, we're going to return the favor. Me and Gadget are going to return the favor right here in Lena. When all you guys come down, man, we're going to cook for everybody, and we're going to show you all the Mississippi hospitality. So, you know, that's a big thing. You have a lot of in everything you do, you got bad apples. You know what I'm saying? You got bad apples in everything you do. So there are people that try to pull a good thing apart. But with the unity that we all got and the respect that we have for one another, I don't think they can succeed. So, you know, just everybody keep doing what you're doing, man, and make this thing as positive as you can. You know what I mean? Hey, man, I'm in it for the long haul. So, you know, that's all I got to say about that.
Appreciate it, Carl.
Go ahead, yo.
May I speak? If not, do I need to wait?
Go ahead, Joe. I need to mute the mic or you're breaking up.
Hold on. Tracy, hold on. We've got some background noise. I don't know if it's on our side or on the other side, but if you're not talking right now, do us a favor and mute your phone. Go ahead, Mr. Khadija.
Okay, it's not me, Tommy, dog. I'm quiet.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, my name is Mississippi Joe. I'm my brother is the owner of the Gangsta Malibu. I'm the shot caller. I run things. All he do is work. A lot of y'all know me. Maybe some of y'all don't know me, but what I love about Grudge Inc. is there's no I in Grudge Inc. It's weak. Now, I'm going to tell you like it is, if I get in trouble or people dislike it, I'm sorry, but I'm here on the show to bring y'all the truth. Grudge Inc. has stepped to the forefront, and a lot of the people in the East Coast don't like that. They want to be the old way. The old celebrities, well, the celebrities that were highlighted and stayed in the spotlight, they are no longer making as much noise as they used to, because the little people on the totem pole getting TV shine now, and the old celebrities don't like that. along with the territory. And that's what I love about Roy D. Everybody is somebody. And I just wanted to say that. And I also wanted to applaud Jay Barnes because I've been alone with this thing from the ground up. And I saw his vision, and I sacrificed a lot to be on board with Jay Barnes. And thank you for your time to tell me, dog.
Hey, man, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Boom, boom, boom,
boom, yeah. Yeah, what do you say, Mr. Dummy Dog?
What's up, Boom?
Oh, man, I just got a brief thing, man, because everybody pretty much said the same thing that I wanted to say, but I could tell you, old Mississippi Country Boy that now is residing in Louisiana. First of all, for the ones that don't know me, I am Boom on Wheels. My show comes up on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock, my time, probably 8 o'clock East Coast time. What time to come on to California time? I have grown in this grudge racing game. I've been a grudge racer all my life. Me and Scooby, they call him King Scooby. We grew up as little boys being competitive. So me and King Scooby, we've been grudge racing all our life, from bicycles to golf to go-karts to when I was slam feet racing and all the other stuff, you know. But, in this grudge thing, I've been with grudge Inc. approximately a month and a half. I can tell you the support and the unity that I've been getting since I've been with Grudge Inc., man, is amazing. My shows are packed. People call me all the time, and I have to take my hands off to Mr. Tommy Dog and Miss Sharon. Those are some of the nicest people y'all ever want to meet. It goes all the way back to November 3rd in Macon. First time I was meeting Jay Barnes. Jay Barnes took a liking to me from the moment he spoke to me on the phone about putting on the show. And when I got to Macon, man, I brought my tears from the Twitter Foundation I have here in Louisiana. And now that we're wrapping off a little radio up there, and we had a great time. The kids had a good time, man, you know. But it's all about having fun, unity, grudge racing, and being able to do what you want to do is talk smack, race, win some money, have a great time, man. And for my Louisiana, man, and I know we got quite a few of them on the line that's listening, and I have a lot of people that's been listening to my show and listening to other shows because they're getting a drip of what grudging has to offer, and the unity and the lockup money and being able to go to a race and not have to go for nothing and all that kind of stuff. So it's just that, you can go on and talk about it for a long time, and I'm very long-winded. So with that being said, my Louisianans are coming in. A lot of them call me on the backside of the show. They're going, I listened to your show the other night, man. It took everything out of me not to press the one button to say something, but my car's not ready. I don't want to say anything at the moment, boom. But I tell you what, come March the 9th when you put your show on, these people that come out, they're going to invade Louisiana, they are sadly mistaken. If they think they'll come over here and take the Louisiana belt anywhere else. Now, for the listeners that's out there, y'all do know we put on our first Grudge Inc. and Boom on Wheels show March the 9th at No Problem Dragway, one of the best hooking tracks that's out there. I did a promo. I did some Scott footage for Runner Pick that I'm putting in the mail tomorrow of a Friday night test and tune, no prep. A Friday night test and tune, no prep. So, and you'll see these cars, man, I'm taking out like Rogers Wheel standing and track working well on the test and tune Friday night. Just imagine I was going to be on the event. So, with that being said, man, like I said, Grudge Inc. has got unity for me, my listeners, and my grudge racers, and they all are coming out to work. Like Motion Racing, Bad Boy, Louisiana Bad Boy Racing, Lil Johnny, High Boy Ronald. I mean, all the races are coming out, and it's a lot of more guys that's behind the scenes that's waiting on 2013 to step in so they can bring them cars out that they got. D's Nuts Racing, Lynch Mob. I mean, I can go on and on and on, man. But I want to take this time because my phone hangs up at 9 o'clock straight up. But I thank y'all for giving me that time. Like I said, Y'all guys that's listening out there, it's very important that y'all patronize me, Gunner Pick, Dynamite, BET, all the Vigor Artists, man. We work hard. We go all over the world filming these videos for you guys, man. So if y'all can, whenever y'all see us out there filming or see us out about, I know y'all know who we are. Just tell us, hey, man, what you got new, man? And support us, man, because it means a whole lot to us to y'all supporting us and our work that we do. With that being said, I'm going to put my mic on mute. Tommy McDonald, thank you for giving me the airtime.
All right, man. Appreciate it, man. Okay. Sure, I think you might need to have something to say. You want to go ahead and say it right now, and then I let Gus pick. You can get some of the people on that's on DJ Grant Show. But go on and say what you're going to say.
Yeah, we don't have any more hands up right now. But what I do want to say is that I was simultaneously looking at my email while we were on the show. And believe it or not, since we've been on this show, we've had 17 new member requests on the Grudge Book website, which I think is really phenomenal.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a good thing. So that's great. That's good. That's what we aimed for, to get people to join up Grudge Inc. and go on the website, grudgeinc.us, and become a member. It don't cost you anything. It's just showing your support. You support what Grudge Inc. stands for and Grudge Racing as a whole. It's a good thing. Hey, Gunny, DJ, you got the people on your side that want to speak?
All right. Butt Nigga and DJ Grant, it's your show. Take it over.
I sure do.
Brother Larry.
Go ahead, DJ. Go ahead, Larry. I wanted to say hello to Tommy Dahl. I hadn't got a chance to talk to him recently. I want to say hello to everybody, all of Texas, and my good Jeep brothers on the other end. At this time, I'm not doing any drag racing. I did mine quite a few years ago, but I have a younger brother that is participating in this, and good Jeep means a whole lot to us, man, because of the simple fact we're in Chicago, and we try to make everything that's possibly going on as far as when it comes to representing Grudge Inc. And the most important thing that I wanted to say to you all is this here. The fellowship is the most important part to me because of the simple fact that if we don't have no unity and we don't have no fellowship, then we're going to be in a world of trouble. We can't let nobody reach from the outside and pull us and send us in another direction and do nothing. We got to have some love for them too. But we got to let them know we mean business because we're going to be about what we about. You know, so I just wanted to come in and say that. I'm not going to hold it up long, but that fellowship is very, very important. I'm talking about for the racers and for the people that's coming to spectate. We got to have that to keep that love. As long as we keep that circle of love growing, love keep growing, man. But that old BS, it gets smaller and smaller because people are going to break away from that. So let's keep on doing what we're doing, man. We want this here to work, man, and y'all got my support 100%.
Hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Larry.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to tell you, man, you are somebody who supports Grudge Inc. From Monday through Friday, twice on the weekend. I mean, you're on our show a lot. You come on everybody's show, and I just want to tell you from me, you a stand-up guy.
And I say this is Butt Nigga and I second that. He sure do. Everybody show.
Kevin, I mean, Terry, that was beautiful, man. That was beautiful. Hey, listen, I tell you what. Hey, Sharon.
You better stop.
Hey, check it out. Hey, Sharon, Atomic Dog, DJ Grant, and Butt Naked. I'm going to tell you what. You guys know you guys got between you guys got the hottest and best rated shows on the internet, radio talk shows. You know, Dog went on www.grudgeinc.us. He never really posts, but earlier today he put up a thread. Is Grudge Inc. a joke or for real? Log in tonight at 6 o'clock on the Willie Dog Show. I had to write back to him, Dog, you know Grudge Inc. is doing a damn thing. You slick old dog. You only got 3 votes last night, and now you post this thread trying to get a huge call audience. It ain't going to help you, though. Butt Naked, DJ Grant got the Show of the Year award. That's that type of stuff right there. Everybody knows Grudge Inc. is doing a thing. There's no need to talk about it anymore. Just sit back, climb aboard and let's take this ride together. Come on, dog. We know you want to be over here. Come on, bro. It's okay. It's okay. We forgive you for your past transgressions. Come on, dog. And there we have it. I'm through with it, dog. Rudd Gang door is open for you, bro.
All right, DJ, you got any final words? DJ.
I think DJ.
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
You got any final words?
Yeah, I just want to tell everybody, you know, it was a good show, and look forward to seeing everybody in the future, and look forward to seeing everybody in Bradenton. Grudge Inc. for life.
All right, hey, on the DJ Grant Butt Naked show, we do have one caller that did call in. He mashed one button, or we have another caller that called and mashed one button. Do you mind if I open the mic?
Yeah,
go ahead.
706-9513, your mic is open. Holla.
Yeah, this dog, baby, this dog, man. You get misinformation, you get misconception. If you go back and listen to my show, I praise Grudge Inc. So you need to know what you're talking about before you do it. But it's the comments that you make this night then, talking about some, you got this in, dog got three votes last night. Dog didn't supposed to get no votes last night. That was a Grudge Inc. show, sir.
Hey, dog, don't take it personal. I'm rattling your chain. Your name is Dog. Let me pull your chain from time to time.
Hold on before you tell me that, though, Gunny. Let me say something if you let me on. The reason I took it personal, Gunny, is because y'all didn't let me on the show. Now, if y'all ever let me on the show, I can joke and laugh with the best of them and don't care. But when y'all didn't let me on the show and then you was laughing at me, I took it personally, and I didn't like it. And I was going to go off, but if you listen to my show, you'll see I retracted it, and I didn't say nothing bad about Grudge Inc.
Dog, we love you to death. That was my way of saying, come on aboard, dog. Come on over, log in. You already registered to Grudge Inc. It cost nobody anything.
It's like Cleo and Larry just said, I'm the same way. I'm on these motherfucking shows every day and the weekend. I just don't say anything, but I'm on all of them because I be wanting to know directly what somebody said and not what somebody told me they said. I got no problem with Grudge Inc. I'm Grudge Inc. Just because I mean, you know, but I don't, just because I don't chill eat for Grudge Inc. don't mean I'm not Grudge Inc. I ain't got nothing against Grudge Inc.
www.grudgeinc.us and sign up.
As a matter of fact, you can also go to Grudge Inc. and print out an autographed picture of Dog wearing a Grudge Inc. t-shirt.
Hey, Buck Nigga, hold on a minute. I'm a bit right over here, $500. I probably was signing up on Grudge Inc. before 80% of your people were.
Were you? I didn't know that.
That's my point. Everybody, quit killing the messenger. Quit killing the joker you think. See, the joker you think stabbing you in the back, it ain't stabbing you. See, that's the motherfucker you think that's patting you on your butt in the back. That's the motherfucker you better watch. You don't have to watch a motherfucker like me. You're going to know where I'm coming from. I don't hide behind the bush. You're going to know where I'm coming from. It's them bitches that's hiding behind the bush you better worry about.
Tell them, dog.
Boy, listen to Willie Dog.
Dog.
Dog, you know me and you, we cut up a dog.
Do you know I voted for you, though? Didn't you know I voted for you?
Well, see, DJ, that's what I'm trying to say, but my point is, and I heard him say it was joking, I was laughing, too. But I wasn't laughing when they said, well, I bet dog gonna come on and push the one button. I was on the show when it first started, I pushed the one button.
Really?
I got mad.
I told you, boy, you go get in this shit now.
Hey, hold on, I'm gonna show you. You voted for me, Big Clark voted for me, and Big Daddy voted for me. I was sitting down there keeping up with it, too. But my point I'm trying to make is, see, when you ask the question, be real about the question you ask. For one thing, if you're going to do a poll, and you're going to do a poll seriously, you got too many motherfuckers that you had in it. Now it's sit down to three or four people and then vote. But then it's an unfair vote to put me in there because I'm not a Grudge Inc. talk show man.
I was surprised that we was in front too. I mean, I'm not gonna say that me or Butt Naked is no example of what a good host do. I mean, Joe and Crucha, them the three that I voted for. I mean, I really like how y'all run y'all show. I look like I can.
You got it off, but I like to get my point across so I give y'all food for thought, and I like Gunner for doing it because I know Gunner running the show. It's the thing about it. You can't really even ask the question until you get some doggone guidelines on what you're going to consider, what you're going to use as being the best host talk. I mean, is it most popular? Because if it's most popular, y'all ain't going to do it because y'all was only in the top goddamn decisions at one time. How you going to judge it? What are you using? What criteria are you judging who the best?
Hey,
what you going to
do? Dog, can we get together in just a little while after the show? And I'd love to carry that conversation on with you further, but I want to let the world know the Texas audience and the grudging audience as a whole, we have Mr. Tony Boss Bonds on the line right now.
What's up, Gunner?
What's going on, boss?
Is DJ Grant still on the phone?
Yes, he is.
Did you ever say you wanted to do something on raping this weekend?
Yeah, okay, who this is?
Oh, yeah.
Tony Bynes?
All right, Tony, what you want to do, Tony?
I got a little Mustang I'm bringing down there on 29, so a carburetor, carburetor on it. I want no with the bug.
Do what now?
I'm engaged with another white Mustang.
You got another white Mustang. What you say now? I'm confused.
I want to race your white Mustang.
You want to race my one night? You say you got 29. All I got to do is see it, Tony. I'm going to be real froggy this weekend. All I got to do is see it. If I like it, down on your ass, I'm going to go.
Well, how many Mustangs you going to see with 29, Tony?
Listen, man. You seen mine. I don't know what the hell you talking about. I ain't new to this. I'm true to this. If I see what you got and I like it, down on your ass, I'm going to go. Period. Ain't nothing else to talk about.
When you getting to Florida Friday?
I'll be in Florida Friday afternoon.
Oh, I'm sure to you Friday, okay?
Yes, sir.
Then you're going to let me know something there, right?
I'm going to let you know something when I look at it. Yeah, if I look at it, I'm just going to look at the car. If I like it.
Well, what about Butt Nigga? You know him?
He on here, too.
Oh, he quiet now. I get on the phone, ain't he?
You
coming down to the pits or you coming to race?
I'm coming to race.
Oh, that's all I need to hear. Let's lock in. I got a Mustang just like yours. I got a big block in mind. I'm trying to engage with you. Head up, 8th of Mile approaching. We can lock in like 300 on 15 or better.
That sounds good to me. You got a stripper pole coming?
Okay, what do you want to do with Saturday or Sunday?
Do you have a stripper pole you bring into?
Hello?
I said, do you have a stripper pole also?
Uh-uh.
Well, hell, I can't lock in unless you got a pole, because I ain't never seen that cup, but you seen mine.
Ho. Your Mustang, this Mustang, they, I'm not afraid, did this eight cup Mustang kind of like dark gray, black?
Well, it used to be. Mine, are you stopped suspension?
No, I ain't stopped suspension.
What the hell are you
saying? I'm not running your rear end. I'm running your car.
Oh, hell, you trying to cheat.
Oh, I was the only talk show hostess to get on the. I want somebody to get a good topic. Do a car have to exactly sit a identical?
Listen, Tony. I already told you. I asked you two questions, and I told you if I see it, then I'll let you know. It's a ghost car. It's a ghost car right now, Tony. That's all it is. You seen my car? You seen butt naked car? We don't know what the hell you talking about.
DJ. Please, hush, because we know you ain't going to do nothing. I'm talking about nigga right now.
Okay.
But nigga. But
yeah. You ain't going to do nothing with a car to sit like you.
But nigga, do you want to lock in anything?
No, Tony, I ain't seen. You know I'm stopped suspension. I'm on 28. I can't do nothing with
the car. I don't know why you trying to make somebody do something your ass ain't going to do. You won't do the same shit. Somebody come in here saying some shit like that to you, you ain't going to go.
How come I won't?
You won't.
All right, try me then.
You won't.
I'm gonna try right now.
Okay, I got another Mustang. Small block with turbos on 28. Now you said that car you just talking about, you wanna lock it in with that?
I'm locking in head up with that car. Right now. I don't care what color it is, I don't care what kind of rim you got, I don't care what kind of transmission you got, Ralph, I don't care. Lock in, when you wanna do it?
I'm lying.
Oh man.
Hey, Tony,
I'll try you. I'll try you.
I'll
try you.
Listen, man.
Listen, man. Listen, man.
Will you put 20 on that car, Tony?
Tell me.
Yeah, you do that now. You ain't have to do. You put 28s on it. Boom, booyah. That sealed the deal.
I think Megan giving a bracket race next week. I think it's 28. I think you probably need to do that race. We're talking about the grudge race. We're talking about that.
Man, you got a backhand car. Want to run a stop spinning car.
You know, tell me what the hell Tony bringing, man. Tony, you just my cousin, man. Don't nobody know what the hell you bringing.
I got a Mustang. I may have 28s on it. I might have 29s on it. It got a big block in it. I'm trying to engage with butt naked. First of all, I don't care what side button they put on his car. Let's get that out in open. He could put 31s, 33s, or anything. But nigga, I don't know. I ain't never looked up a new car. I'm just saying you can free to do that if you want to. You can free to do that if you want to.
What kind of car do you have, Tony?
A Mustang, a 1992 Mustang.
That's a year and make. I said what?
No
what
turbo.
Kind of car?
No turbo. I got a big block in the Mustang.
What chassis style car do you have? What class of car do you have?
It's a back half car.
God damn! He bringing what's the boy name? What's the class racer name?
I ain't bringing nobody. I ain't bringing no class racer. It's somebody in prime time camp, man. I don't do that.
How long you been in prime time camp?
I don't. I will never
join
nobody. Say what now?
How long you been in your camp?
3 weeks.
A newbie.
I ain't finna go get nobody and get somebody, race somebody. If you ain't in my camp, I do not brag on you if you ain't in my camp. Now, I'm trying to lock in with Butt Naked because he's a member of Grudge Inc. I'm trying to lock in a Mustang. He can have 29s or 28s, no wheelie bars. I don't care.
You know
what,
Tony? You've been in Grudge Inc. for about a month and a half. I'm going to give you what you're looking for, boy. Let me get out of there Friday, and let me see what you look like. I'm going to smell you like I think you smell. How about that?
Yeah.
I would. Hey, yeah. Hey, dog, do they have recordings on these shows? Because I want to hear all this next week.
No, I'm not like them other guys. I'm not what you think and what they go down on me pretty hard.
Basically, what kind of Mustang can it be? It's just a Mustang with 29s. There ain't no fiberglass.
Okay.
You
know what? I don't care. Do you weigh 2,900 pounds or better?
Backhand.
If you weigh 2,900 pounds or better, down on your ass.
Yes, I do. At 2,900 pounds or better. Yes, I do.
Okay. I get down there Friday. Let me see. And we're gonna lock that up when I get down.
Wait. Wait a minute. You don't told me to tell you my weight. I done told you my weight. And you still ain't locking in. I don't understand what's going on.
I'm saying I got to get down there and look at you. Tony, you might have a 3/4 car, man. You know you sneak.
What is a 3/4 car? I don't know a 3/4 car either. Tell me.
Jeez, you didn't listen to the show the other night? From the firewall back.
Man, I don't know why in the world it's so hard for me to get racist nowadays. I don't know. I don't understand.
Hey, listen. I don't give a damn what this is. If it got 28, if you can put 28, I'll lock you in with 2 cars right now.
DJ, I ain't going to ask you to take the
turbo
off. I'm just asking. I ain't going to ask you to take the turbo off.
Hey, come on, man. We saying you got a back half car with 29s or whatever the hell it is. It's probably 29s.
I don't know
what the hell you got on it.
Hey, look here. The car cannot fit but 29s on it. It ain't got no big tires, no shit like that.
It got 29 W's on it, right?
No, I said 29s, 10-5s. I don't know if W's
are on it. Okay, you don't know. You know it's got damn W's on it, man. Come on, man. Stop playing, man.
There's no wheelie ball. Why is it so hard for y'all
to
lock in a race? Ain't nobody.
What do you mean it's hard to lock in? Listen, Tony, you talking this shit. You just coming on here talking this shit, man. But you ain't saying nothing, man. You don't have a car that sit like us, and it's a goddamn ghost car.
Okay, DJ Grant, will you run a G-Body car?
I might run the goddamn car you talking about, but I ain't seen the motherfucker.
Will you run a G-Body car?
Yes, I will run a G by the car.
Okay,
not no chassis by the car like you got. So come on with that extra bullshit, man. You come with some more bullshit.
Look,
I know about the damn car you got. That's a damn chassis.
I
just like the money maker. Come on, man.
I got a G by the car. It's a Pro Mod car. I got 29s on it. Do you want to race?
Hell no, I don't want to race no fucking pro.
Why is it so hard for y'all to lock in races nowadays, man?
Because you don't got the right. You need to find you some new kind of cars to race, man. Because you all like,
don't
you
need
all,
to
you
buy,
try,
I don't look at
all you
car,
won't race
you
nothing.
What,
you call it ghost cars. All you do is tow those
right.
cars.
I called Tony Wright today and tried to buy his bit rolling. I'm trying to get as fast as I can get. Don't come tell me about what I need to get. I'm getting a car to race with, man.
You getting a car to race, but you ain't getting you getting a car that you want to pick on cars that's out of your class. That's like me going to get a pull mile to go run back half far. Come on, man. That's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. That's just like you going to get that same car you talking about with Tony Wright, and then go pick on back half car.
I sure will.
That's the same goddamn thing that you're trying to do.
I sure will.
The same principles apply with what I'm saying to you right now. You don't got a car that's stock suspension that's running. You never have.
Do you know where I went to Montgomery, Alabama?
Did
I run a Pro Mod car against my little the ruler Nova?
Yeah, you made him hand it. He took off his. He made him take off his ruler.
I asked y'all that. Did I run a test car with my Nova?
Yes. Yeah, but
so
what
don't
you
tell
doing,
me, don't tell me, and we had $3,000 a piece on that race. Don't tell me I won't run cars that don't sit like me.
I ain't
I'm
saying that
man.
You, listen,
I'm
I ain't saying that
me.
You won't. I'm not saying
okay.
that you won't. I'm not saying
okay.
that. I'm not saying that I won't run a back half. The car I run was a back half. I'm not saying that either. I ain't going to be no fool and bet my money in the blind. I'm not going to do that.
Y'all still told him, man. Y'all
that
told
him to
come over here and shut y'all show down.
I ain't shut nobody down. The truth is the truth.
I got two drug members in the corner right now, and they're scared to come out. What, man?
You ain't saying nothing, man.
DJ, you won't run a Mustang. You won't run a G-Body. You probably will run 7-Up, but I ain't bringing it down there.
That's the only car that you have that even sit like.
I tell you what I do. I'm gonna call
you
a bluff right now.
Okay, call it.
I got the little red Riding Hood. Let me start the race. Let me start the race.
Give you the hit. Give you the break.
That's right. No.
I give you the back tie and the break in the quarter.
Oh, here we go again. See what I'm talking about?
No. I ain't making nobody no goddamn. I need a back tie, the hit, and the clear in the quarter.
Look, you can go to quarter if you want to, but the race going to be over there. You keep on
going. Yeah, okay, yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Nobody run no quarter miles, man. Come on, man. Now you done seen, you know what the red Riding Hood is. You done seen that truck.
Okay, fuck that. That same car you talking about, I'll run it in the quarter. How about that? Head the fuck
I'm
up.
I'm not running
it.
I want to run my bicycle in the quarter.
Yeah,
my
shut
power.
The hell up,
then. You know, ain't nobody else running no quarter neither, so that's your excuse to come up with. You know ain't nobody
that
running
ain't
no
excuse. You ain't got, I ain't got no car like
quarter.
You. Ain't nobody got no, I don't even know what the car looks like.
You got a grudge car, man. You got a grudge car. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to look up on your hood. I don't want to look up on the rim. You got
hold
a grudge
a
car.
Call
butt
nigga phone. Hey, somebody gonna call your phone. Click turbo in when he call your phone.
He done hung up. Tell you what, when we get down in the weekend, if y'all see a car, if y'all see a car with prime time stuck in it, leave it alone, okay? So you ain't gonna race.
You know what, Tony? If my partner call me, we gonna do you. We're going to do your ass. I'm waiting on the phone.
Man, listen, man. That drunk Tony is just out here whooping, man.
Wherever your partner is,
whoever your partner
is, you waiting on. If you told him prime time on the phone, time lock in a race, he ain't going to call you back. I'm telling you that right now, sir.
Whooping, man.
You waiting in vain.
Just to show every night and shit the showdown, man. What Gunner think that? I know Gunner think they can let Tony come over here and shit the showdown every night.
Now you always want to keep it real and stay in the middle. Now, if I'm telling a lie or if I'm not speaking the truth,
hold on, dog.
I'm saying this to you. If I'm not speaking the truth, I gladly shut the fuck up and punk down. But if I am telling the truth, report right now because I know what I'm saying is right.
Right, so who are you locked in with? The person this week. Hey, who are you locked in
with? I'm locked in with the white boys, the one that beat you.
Oh, you locked in with one of the white boys? How many times you got that locked in?
500
or 2,000, man. Tony, what do you want to do with that goddamn Mustang, Tony?
Who them from?
Somebody from Alabama.
Butt nigga. Everybody already say you ain't finna race nobody, but where you race prime time with a Mustang 29 big block? No wheel balls.
Hey man, damn that. This is Rick James. What you wanna do with the motherfucker?
Who the hell is Rick James?
Don't worry about that. Now you worry about the motherfucking name?
All right. What kind of car you got?
No, what you worried about that for? You ain't worried about the, what we got?
Oh, man. See, y'all playing now. No, you can play.
You can play, but we can't play.
Before Rick James get his car ready, y'all ought to get him a goddamn phone.
He on the road, man. He drive
true. Yeah. Anyway, he said he got a Mustang with
31s
on it. That's what he said.
I hope he's on the phone.
So he put up some
plug-out
money. He paid out. Who's
going to
throw the plug-out money?
I want to know.
I'm just tired of this goddamn let Tony come on the goddamn show fooling y'all like that. I don't like that shit.
Hold on, what is he saying? I'm saying, you acting like he did, so I'm trying to figure what the hell has he done, dog.
S10 truck, man. Y'all want to run an S10 truck.
What's
that?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
Him know I got a Mustang, a black Mustang. I'm bringing it down now. Big block on 31.
Lock in, bitch. Lock in.
Who is this?
No, lock in, goddamn. Don't worry about who it is. Lock in, you badass.
Who I'm locking
lock
in?
If he say lock in, I stand for it. You be locking in butt naked. If he say, how about that?
Okay, butt naked is the one standing for it. Okay, now, we got that for it. He got a Mustang with 31s, no wheelie ball.
I got wheelie ball.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm not running a wheelie ball car. I run the car without wheelie balls. Y'all know I told y'all.
Goddamn. It's wheel dressing, man. Didn't you just say that?
What the hell? You don't buy some wheelie balls.
Nope.
First of all, I don't care what kind of tires he got. I don't care what kind of chassis he got. I don't care what color the car is.
You shouldn't worry about the wheelie bar then. Put some on yours. Put some 29s on here. Put some wheelie bars on yours then. You put some wheelie bars on it.
Nigga put anything on his car he wants.
You put some wheelie bars on yours then.
Tony. Take one of your tires off. Get the bars off.
That's what I thought.
Okay then. It's grudge racing. Don't play this goddamn Willie Ball.
Well, I tell you what, it's a crying shame. This guy's about to fight a man and lock him in. Well, I only got three races locked in already. I'm trying to get four.
Lock it in. Hey, what's them up then? We got a stock center car. We're gonna run step up here.
Step up. I wish I would bring a slow ass car to Florida.
Okay then.
I'm trying to kill, man. You're trying to trick. Make the ring right.
What you gonna do for?
Well, sit like who?
You don't sit like none of them.
You talking about Stunner?
You don't sit like DJ. You don't sit like me.
Look here, man. All I care about is tie side. I don't care about none of this. And that's all the stuff we care about. Put some 28s on it, and you got the race. Hold on.
Now, you just said out your own mouth, the only thing you care about is tie side. That's the only goddamn thing we care about, too.
Put some 28s on that bitch, and you got your race.
I don't give a fuck what you bring. If it's on 28s, you got it. That's all you're going to say. If it's on 28, fuck you with a donkey dick. Now.
Well, I tell you what, I need to put 26s on it. I've made 26s on it, y'all race.
Put it on it then.
I'm not buying no more tires, man, just to race y'all. Y'all ain't
I'll bring you some.
All right.
I got a brand new set I bring.
All So you mean to tell me, you mean, oh, DJ, you mean to tell me if I bring a Mustang with 20s, you'll run him head up?
Yes.
Lock that in.
Now,
DJ, if he drives the
Mustang. You driving it?
Okay. If you drive it.
Y'all just now went and got Rick James. Why can't you go get nobody? I'm going to get Ray Charles. I'm Bill Rick James. Well, we'll get Ray Charles. I'll let DJ drive it then. Hey, y'all from the same town, eh? Y'all put 29s on it, keep the Willie balls on it.
Damn, I put them 10 fives on.
And
we're 11.
Yeah,
29. I put them
10 fives
on.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, the car I'm bringing Rambo. I'm bringing a Mustang with 29s on it. Rambo got 29s on it, too. I'm bringing a little red Riding Hood to pick up.
Is that the old Rambo or is that the new Rambo?
Hey, no,
stop
right there. We'll run that truck. I'll lock in with that truck.
Yeah, you give me the brake. If there's no more stuff to give me the brake, I'll
try
to
get the brake. You begging? What you begging for?
This
goddamn truck
wants
to be the king, man.
Well, why don't you run Rambo then,
Who's Rick James?
I'll run
Rambo with a
33. No, sir. I don't want no part of that.
All right, then. We're going to get crazy like you. We're going to get the tall and tight size. Barney Tall.
Lock him in with Tony Wright. You already knew that, dog.
Next week, Gutnick, DJ Grant, and Rick James
gonna be on the show. Ain't raised nobody this weekend. Watch what I tell you. Ain't gonna be on the road with nobody.
I try to trick you, dog. Rick James gonna raise right now.
Rick James, you know you're showing out that summer, that truck, man. Don't worry about it, man. I'll put you on the name on the list. All these other people go to Florida, don't raise them, put you on the list. Hold on, hey, Tony, check this out. Before I call Donye, this Mustang, you run down your head up? Yeah, I'll run down your head up, but no Willie Bone. Damn sure will.
Do you want to have tires on the car?
I don't know what Donye got on the car. I don't care. Yeah. Take the Willie balls off, run with the Mustang. I don't even know what kind of car Donye got. No, hold on. Don't even tell me. As long as he got no Willie balls, 29s, lock him in.
You know what Donye got. Don't act like you don't know what the car is. Don't act like you don't know the car, man.
What Donye got? Small block or big block?
Who's Donye? That G-Body you ran in Fantasy with the Fantasy G-Body you ran in Fantasy. Yes, I will run Donye if he ain't got no Willie balls head up. Lock him in. Who wants to spark for his lock? No, he got 33s and Willie balls on his car. I don't care. He keeps 33s on there. No, he take Willie balls off. I don't care. Lock him in. He's not going to undress his car. Okay. We ain't got no little mower pistol. We ain't got no chassis tuners up here. He got 33s on there. He's trying to run big tire cars and shit. But I don't care. He take the Willie balls off. I'll try him head up. Fuck it.
We ain't got no chassis tuners up here. That's why he got Willie balls on there.
And you put 28s on anything in your goddamn, anything that you own and drive in your camp.
Okay. I tell you what I'm going to do with Donye. I'm going to gamble with Donye. Since he got Willie balls in 33, give me one and one. I'm trying for Mustang. Fuck it. I'm going to gamble tonight. I'm going to lock something in for Mustang. One and one. He can leave the Willie balls on there. He's not going to give you a spot, man.
Why am I calling him? He's not going to give you no spot. I'm not going to waste his time.
Well, I'm standing there. If I had a car, 33s with the balls, I'm going to need no spot. But I ain't got but a little Mustang coming down there.
Okay, all right.
Well, what about Big Wiz? Is Big Wiz going to be down there?
Who?
Is Wizard going to be down there? Big Wizard or something? You going to be down there?
I don't even know who that is.
He
don't either.
Rick James going to be down there. Big Wiz or Big Tiz or something.
No, Rick James going to be down there.
know.
Oh, you talking about Big Drag?
Big Drag. That's what's up, Big Drag. Yeah, is Big Drag.
We can lock his car in for February 9th. He'll be at Atlanta with that Mustang.
We show again.
Yeah. I'm gonna let him run on the motor.
You gonna let
you blow?
Hey, huh? Y'all better. Just to be fair, so we won't waste no more time. Y'all don't lock Big Greg in. He already told y'all that his car might not be ready. He got a pistol. So,
hey man, okay. Listen, dog. Listen, this BS. I lock his car. let me this is my gamble, Drag. Dog. I know what I'm doing. All right,
lock him in, Tony. I won't have the car got money.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna lock in. Dog, what kind of car you got? He got a brand new car.
Stay out my gamble. Dog, stay out my gamble.
I'm going to tell you.
Get him on private line. Don't do it in my face. Don't dry snitch in my face.
I need one car. I'm locking in with.
Don't worry about it. It's Jared car. Don't worry about it.
I'm not going to lock in a car. You know what kind of car
you're
locking in with. Come on, man.
I just said the same thing to you, Tony.
I don't understand what the hell is supposed to be different about when you say shit when somebody else says it. All I'm saying is you got to describe the car. That's all it is. You describe the car.
Hold on, DJ. Tony, it's a Camaro with no nitrous. It's on the motor, all nuts.
A Camaro, no nitrous. With the balls and everything too, right?
Yeah.
What size tires?
I don't know what size tires. They big though.
I need to clarify something too. Now Biz, you was talking to Phil when we just locked up. Now, why is Phil texting somebody saying that we locked in for Saturday at 6 o'clock when it's supposed to? What did you say? We was locked in.
We locked in Sunday. That's a good thing about these grudging shows. It's recorded. We locked in for Sunday.
Sunday being the state lane by 6 o'clock. So, Phil, whoever your little cheerleader is listening or whoever you're texting, the race is for 6 o'clock on Sunday in the staging lane.
Sunday, yeah.
Down on your
I know what I'm doing. Yeah, we know you don't race on Saturday during the daytime.
Exactly, that's why I'm trying to, you know.
When I speak very clearly. But back to you, Tony. Yeah, we can lock in Drag Con for Fat Tuesday.
I can't lock in with Con. I don't know what kind of car the man got. I can't lock in like that.
It's a Camaro with big tires. We're going to run it on the motor. No nitrous, no supercharger, no turbo. Anything associated with nitrous, turbo, supercharger, you win the lockup money.
Okay, y'all going to run Moneymaker. Y'all going to run Moneymaker head up, and y'all going
to... No, we're going to run that Mustang.
45, you already got
him.
He's supposed to be locked in
to
run the big clown car already. He
already
locked in.
What is the captain? Save a horse.
I've
never seen one.
What the fuck is going on, man? Damn. What's up? Oh, if y'all locked in run big clock, well, we already locked in. We ain't got to do nothing there. He already locked in to run big clock. Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
We already locked in the deal. The skirt is being exposed.
Hey,
as long as prime time locked in, we're going to be locked in. Way more races than that in Fat Tuesday, so don't worry about that.
We understand that, Tony.
But we see one just got killed.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to do is lock in for Saturday. Gunning.
Ooh, that was sick how you did that, dog.
DJ, that was real slick, dog.
Yes.
Hey, DJ.
Yes.
You know, I'm trying to bring a car. If I lock it in, I bring it. But I need to bring the Mustang. Now, I got a race locked in with Rambo, so I'm going to bring Rambo. But I just want to bring the Mustang and let's get a locked in race.
Well, Tony, you do what's best for you. I'm coming down there to race. If you got anything that looks like something I want, I'm down on your ass. I'm going.
Okay, while y'all talking about this real sleep, with me and Tony go out of town, we together. Y'all
you ain't out of town. You ain't out of town.
Okay.
and we on the phone.
Hey,
dog, ain't no problem. Hey, dog, ain't no problem. But what I learned up in Chicago, when you open up the door like that, same thing make you laugh, make you cry. Because this is a hustle. And we already stated this is a hustle.
Man,
you got in my hustle. You got in my hustle,
dog. Y'all know what I did for all y'all Chicago boys last year. I mean, earlier this year.
Tony, you took care of your business, Tony. No problem.
Well, I ain't
but
doing,
all I'm
I ain't
saying
doing.
Is,
I'm coming back.
We want you to come back. We want you to come back, Tony. But all I'm saying is, two grudge racers was talking. We was negotiating. We were discussing a race. An outsider jumped in our gamble. That's all I'm saying. That's
I'm
all I'm saying.
Don't ever jump inside because I'm not gonna lock in on Carlos. I know what kind of car he described the car. I've been running no time.
Tony, I described the car. It's a Camaro.
You
it's a Camaro.
You
no nitro. I told you it was big tires.
Do you hear yourself talking, man? Do you hear what I say? The same shit you try to criticize other people.
No, you ain't describing the car. I described the car. I got you. I told you size more than I got. I tell you what time.
Hey, Tony, if I'd have told you 1733s and we locked in and that man would have came in with 1734s, I'd have lost my money. I don't know what size tires he got.
Okay,
I said
he got
big tires. That's all. But I'm just saying, I just want to bring it to light.
Exactly.
So
you
didn't know.
About only thing you care about is the tire size. That's the same thing that we were saying. But then as soon as we say, you know, you change your tire size or you try to tell things, you don't want to listen to that. It's always your way, and then when somebody don't agree to what you say, you act like somebody bagging up. Bottom line is, you don't have no stock suspension car, and ain't nobody finna just jump out there on nothing they don't know. Ain't nobody gonna be no fool.
Willie Dawg just saved Tony from the same shit Tony's trying to pull on y'all, man.
Exactly.
I didn't save Tony from nothing. Tony is smart enough, and he's smart, and not as simple as y'all on the phone.
Come
you
on, man.
Been quiet then,
come
dog.
On, man.
You should let him
be smart.
Be quiet,
smart then. You should, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If he's so smart, why you got to come in here, dog? Come on, let's be real. If he's so smart, why you had to jump in?
Rambo stop
the man asked y'all what kind of motherfucking car. Y'all didn't want to tell him what goddamn car. He wasn't gonna be no lock here. So what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh what?
Now Tony's the best.
You goddamn breath. The man ain't lock here. Don't know.
No,
what
hold on,
car
hold on. They say Phil is on the line and he says it's Saturday. Oh, get the fuck out of here. Hold on. Let me see if I can find Phil Mike, y'all. Hold on 1 second, cause sound like we got somebody bagging up already. Tell Phil to, the person who just texted me, tell Phil to push the 1 button since he's on the line.
If he's on the line, somebody got to put him in because you can't call him.
He say he's on the line. They say, open my line. Okay, no. Okay, hold on. Let me see. Okay, hold on.
Is Tony still on the phone?
Kill on the phone, y'all.
Yeah, Tony on the phone.
Hey, Tony, I ain't got no problem with your hustle, but you trying to run. You got Moneymaker, you want to run stock suspension cars with Moneymaker. You got this back half car, you want to run stock suspension cars. If somebody agree to it, that's cool. But when we come to you with running a full chassis car, drag out a full chassis car, lock in with your back half car, then you don't want to do that because it's lopsided. You just point that out.
Phil is on the line. What's up, Phil? Phil.
White boys feel?
It's supposed to be, yeah. Juvie. Now, y'all told me open this line that y'all on the line. Y'all want to say nothing now? We hear your background noise. Hello. Feeling the white boys. Where you at? Hello.
That's probably my background noise, DJ. I'm at work.
Who locked up the raise? Biz locked up the raise, or who locked the raise up
with the white book? I locked it in, Tony. Biz.
Well, it's recorded. I mean, ain't no doubt about it. It's recorded. You can easily go back and play it.
This is
we locked in 500 or 2,000 better be in the stadium lane by 6 o'clock on Sunday.
What show y'all was on?
This is this. We was on. This go ahead. This is what the race was. Head up, Pro Tree, 8 Mile. What was first discussed was being in staging lanes at 3 o'clock on Sunday. DJ said no, he wanted to be in at 6. I in turn said, Phil, is that okay with 6 o'clock? Phil said, yeah. Okay, Head up, Pro Tree, 8 Mile, being in staging lanes at 6 o'clock, flip for lane choice on Sunday. Everybody
okay, now,
know and meet.
You talking about Sunday and Bradenton?
Sunday and Bradenton.
Bradenton. 500
on
2.
Hold on a minute. Now, listen. He bought to say he's going to let everybody race in the stadium, but really the track closed at 6 o'clock on Sunday, goddammit.
Well, okay, but I'm just saying that's what
so we'll
the race
be the,
that's
we'll
what the
be the
race
last
is.
Race of the day then.
You know,
we gotta be in the staging lane. So I mean, we gotta be in the staging lane.
Listen.
But if you're gonna lock them races up, you need to start locking them races up a little earlier. Just in case something go on and then people start their hands and close down.
That's true. But all I'm saying is, dog, the race is being in the staging lanes by 6. If DJ is ready at 2 o'clock, we are gonna run at 2.
There you go.
If the white boys are ready at 2:30, we're going to run at 2:30 if we're ready. We got to be in the staging lanes by 6. I locked in my money, man. That 500 is my money. Yeah, get Phil on the phone. I'm sending it. I don't want to report my money.
He should be on here now. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find him. The text that he's on.
The show's gonna go off in 2 minutes.
Oh, no, I got Phil's number. We're going to call him personally.
The show's going to go off in 30 minutes, 25
Phil,
minutes. Phil, hit the one button, whatever. Hit the one button, Phil.
DJ.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
You on Phil? Yeah, you on Phil?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you
fine.
Yeah,
I hear you, Phil.
Yeah. But now?
Yeah. Now,
is there
a
controversy on the day and the time, or what?
No, it's recorded. We're going to go back and just get off the phone with Gunner. He said he's going to post it on Grudge Racer tonight. The date's Saturday, and it's at 6 o'clock.
The date is Sunday.
The date is Sunday,
not Saturday.
It is. You didn't say Sunday, man. I got a G-body
I
shoot
did
out
say,
Sunday. I wouldn't agree to that. It's recorded, and whatever it is on that recording.
There it is.
It'll be on.
That's all
it'll
be
go by.
Yes.
There it is. Because I won't lock DJ up for Saturday when the man don't race Saturday. Everybody in the grudge world know the man don't race on Saturday during the daytime.
All I'm saying is if it says Sunday on this recording, we'll go by it. But if it says Saturday, we'll go by it too.
That's fine. Yes.
Because I wouldn't have locked him in.
This is what we're going to go by. If the recording says Saturday, you get $500. If it says Sunday, we race him.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, shit. Well, he lost. He damn sure said Sunday.
He so did. I know what it was. Ain't no doubt about it. I'll be just getting to the damn track.
Hey, DJ, I ain't scared to say it. Hey, I've been taught very well. By skiing, shorty. You watch what you say, mean what you say, because you will lose a whole lot of money by your tongue. I know what I said. It's funny.
All right.
You ain't never lied about that. Skiing will trick
you. Yeah. Learn from the best.
No problem. It's great. The only problem is obviously saying Sandy. That's going to be the only problem. Like Ben said, if he had slipped up and made it say Sandy, didn't know he said Sandy, he'd lose $500.
He didn't.
I would have corrected
him if he had said it, because I knew I couldn't do nothing that early on Saturday.
Go back and listen to this whole goddamn show just to see what the fuck they said.
Actually, dog, it was like kind of early in the show. It wasn't. It ain't. You won't have to listen to the whole show. It was kind of early.
Phil came on saying he wanted to race on Saturday. That's what Phil said. But when we locked it in, Biz locked it in for Sunday. He said we're not racing on Saturday. We're racing on Sunday.
Okay, who show is it on? Buck Nick and them show.
On this show. It's on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we were still on. I mean, all we did was somebody called from my show and hook
us
in.
It's still on our show. It's on our show.
It's still on our show. It'll be on
okay,
both
no
shows, actually.
Yeah.
It'll be
on
both shows.
Both of them. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Hey, DJ Grant.
Yes.
We still, you know, we still logged in on my phone to the people in Texas are still listening too.
Oh, okay.
Right. I thought they was off.
No, they still, they caught we had we called on my phone. We conferenced them in on my phone.
Oh, hell, I thought. I'm glad we didn't get too nasty on the phone then.
Ain't nothing to get nasty about, man.
About 20 more minutes ago, yo.
Hey,
the boys, in Texas ain't ready for Woody Dog to get nasty.
Hold on a minute, you got that? Hey, Biz, you still on the phone, Biz?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Tell them about my show that I wasn't dogging nobody on my show.
You absolutely did not dog nobody. Only guy that got upset about it was Showtime. He kind of took it personal.
I'm taking the dog because I sent you a text to get me on the damn show.
Well, I was so late then, DJ, but I just got a text. I had my secretary to go listen. She said
it's all right, man. It's all right.
She said
you
what?
She said it was Sunday for that lock-in. I just got a text. My secretary just texted me. She said it was Sunday.
We going to keep it gentlemen. Ain't nobody going to say nothing that it ain't. I mean, I would have corrected. I would if, you know, Biz knows, but I would have corrected him if he, you know, if he slipped up and didn't know.
Hey. I can't tell you. I'm not going to slip at the tongue like that. Yeah. Not going to do it. Hey, Danny, when you get a chance, call Shawty.
Hey, you was taking care of Biz and Grant. I was taking care of Tony Pines.
Biz, you want me to get him on the phone now?
No. Actually, dog, it's a difference because I actually locked in the race with locked in my money. I wasn't taking care of DJ Grant. I was locked in.
Let me tell you how that happened, dog. Phil was coming on and Biz said, can I talk to Phil? I didn't know what the hell Biz was going to do. Biz was new, but I've already given Biz booking rights for my car. So, I mean, if Biz tell me go down on prime time, shoot, guess what? Down on prime time, I'm going.
Yeah, well, Tony wasn't getting locked in with no car he didn't
do.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
He was already
locked in.
But Tony's trying to get us to lock in with a car we don't know.
I don't mean he was right, though.
I know I was right, dog. That's what I was trying to get you to say. But you were sitting there acting like Tony Nutt came on here and shut the show down. Now, how he shutting the show down when he ain't doing shit that he won't do? I don't understand.
I kept saying you were right. You just couldn't hear me. You're right.
I know I'm right. That's what I said. If I'm wrong, dog, I want you to tell me I'm wrong because I know I'm right.
Yeah. I was just trying to stir some shit to get y'all some mess to it because y'all was just
doing it. What you trying to do, stir to jump out there and be some fool? Ain't nobody even be no fool, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I'm going to tell y'all who the baddest motherfucker over there in Grudge Inc. now. The baddest bitch in Grudge Inc. is Biz now. I'm going to tell y'all that.
Man, I ain't, hey, man. Don't, nah, dog, it ain't me.
Y'all,
ain't me. Y'all
that
just
biz.
Don't.
I'm Biz.
King Biz.
That goddamn Biz. That Biz makes that money.
One of them.
Biz, you ought to
yeah,
be a motherfucker over here in Grudge Inc.
That's why they call him King Biz.
Word up.
Hey,
Biz. He's bringing out multiple calls.
Biz, if it ain't you, who is it then, man? If it ain't you, who is it then, man?
Our first star says Big Clark. Who the hell
yeah,
could
Big
be that?
Definitely.
No, you know what? Hold on. Let me start from first is Big Drag. Because Big Drag is going to drag Clark. That's first.
Drag going to be the funk out.
Bet he don't.
Drag ain't going to know goddamn about it.
Yeah. The baddest man in Grudge Inc. is Jay Barnes. What are y'all talking about?
That's a good one. Oh, that's a good save.
Hey,
that
dog.
Man's a gangster. He's a gangster.
Hey, dog.
Well,
dog.
Yeah.
Can I get a personal on that
one? You with that?
When we get together, can I get a personal on Big Clark and Drag?
Yeah.
It's Larry.
Larry, you know you automatically got a bet. I want to fuck you up every chance I see you. You and me want to fuck up every time I see y'all.
Well, you know what? One thing for sure, dog. When I show up, I'm bringing everything with me that needs to be fucked up because I won't be glad.
I want the legend, man.
I gotta go with the legend, man. You know, I've been watching this guy since 1971. I gotta go with the legend, man.
What I'm trying to tell you, most motherfucking legends dead.
Yeah, well, that one ain't dead though. You just heard him talk on the radio show. He alive, boy. This shit for real, man. This ain't no movie. This for real.
Hey, dog, I got to tell you this about... Drag. Hey, Willie, dog, check this out. Hey, I told Drag when he gets to the track, do not take the car out the trailer until I get there. I want to see y'all face. I want to see y'all mouth when that car pull out the trailer. I got to see
that it. Man dead man walking. We know the motherfucking car pretty, but you didn't ever want a goddamn
ring. Hey,
nobody
it's going to be something else when you're pretty and fast.
Hold the motherfucker. Hey, Greg always got nice, pretty shit. That ain't gonna win no goddamn race.
Hey, man. Pretty never win a race. But, boy.
Hey, Larry.
I'm gonna say that.
Yes, sir.
That was.
Larry, I'm gonna break me a stool down there, too, see? I'm gonna break me a stool down there. So I'm gonna climb up on that stool and I'm gonna fuck Big Greg in his ass. God damn it. And then we're going to go to the whole house and buy some pussy.
Well,
we were laughing. Yeah, you can't do it. We're going to watch because you're a little too old to fuck. You fuck around and have a heart attack.
That's right. That's right. So if you pull it out of there, I'm going to have a heart attack. You ain't got to put it on me. Just pull it out of there.
Hey, Larry, we're gonna have two bets. I'm gonna bet you $100 on the race, and I'm gonna bet you another $100 on the gap.
That's all good to me. That's all good to me. Ooh. You talking about the gap Big Drag gonna have on him, or the one he gonna have on Big Drag?
I'm betting on my man gonna be in front.
Okay. So Willie Dog, after it's all over,
we're going to
have us a good meal.
If it was up to me, I'd slap the shit out of Big Clark for taking the back time. Big Clark should be getting y'all motherfuckers the back time.
Well, the original bet was Big Clark gets the back tie and Drag gets the break. That was the original bet.
I was in about to fall for that dumb shit.
Yeah, you got that right.
Well, one thing about it, two things for sure. If the racing world start off in 2013 like it's ending in 2012, we ought to have a damn good, interesting year in 2013.
Hey, we're going to say it like I said now. November the 3rd at both tracks was okay. If Brayton live up to his expectations, you ain't lying, DJ. If Brayton live up to his expectations, you ain't lying.
Okay.
Hey, dog. So your secretary did go back on the show. Huh?
I do.
Hey, dog. Your secretary did go back on the show and listen. She said it's locked in for Sunday, correct?
He did say that now, but like I said, you know, she said Sunday. She said she heard it Sunday. I'm gonna go back and listen myself so I know for sure. Okay. Unless y'all got a dispute about it, I'm going back and listen myself too. But she did say Sunday.
It's definitely Sunday.
Do us a favor. Do us a favor. Once you go back up, because you are authority, and when I see you Saturday, I'm putting $500 in your hand for the lockup for you to be the DC man. So you go back. Yeah.
Really want to be the DC man. I don't know what y'all locked up for, so I can't enforce no rules though, Biz.
No, we're gonna both be right there, and we're gonna both tell you the rules right then and there.
No problem.
Yeah.
That $500 you talk about bringing that you gonna grill somebody, you can leave that at home because it definitely was Sunday, and it was before.
No, he talking about for the race. He talking about the $500 for the race.
He talking about for the race between who, Adam?
fucking race between the white boys. He's talking about his 500. He's talking about his right. Going to be there. He wants both of us to put the 500 punk out. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, but see, what he also said, he said that if the man, he said that if it was Saturday, he was going to give 500. He can leave that 500
at
home.
He said he lost because that ain't what they locked. If it's Saturday,
he said he lost the punk out.
I can run Saturday after the sun goes down, but I mean, it'll just be too close to the sun going down.
Yeah.
What time are they going to be closing down on Saturday, dog?
Yeah. What Ben said is, if he did screw up and said Saturday, that means unless somebody else drive DJ car, he loses the 500 punk out. That's what he was talking about.
And I don't even want that to happen.
Well, he definitely said Sunday. He definitely said Sunday.
So, dog, when you go on the show and you listen to it and you get confirmation that I did say Sunday, if you can get on the board and just give your signature that it is Sunday, and then
okay.
Everybody will fall behind your authority. Yeah, cool. All right, appreciate it. Hey, I'm gonna get on back to work, so I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, yeah, man. What's doing, bro?
All right. Well, we got about 10 minutes, so we want to start wrapping it up. Is that what you think, Mr. Host, Mr. Butt Naked Champ?
Yeah, we can start wrapping it up.
Damn, buddy, you ain't fell asleep over there, is you?
Yeah, boy, I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Y'all don't.
I wonder what make you think you're the only person get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, man?
You're the only color I've seen. Your color open up at 12 o'clock in the lunchtime.
Man, you're alive, man.
4 o'clock in the I work from 12 to 4 every day.
Oh, man, you crazy. I'm at work right now.
You in the office, you ain't working.
I got work to do.
No, she is. Open at 12 o'clock, close at 4, grind around at 6, and go eat dinner at 6:30.
Hey, you crazy. Now, I know I just called you the other day, and I know it was after 11 o'clock, and you wasn't even at work, so don't play.
I was getting some parts, so.
Oh, I bet you would.
Yeah.
You got too much money.
I got to get the braces on time. I'm trying to get them damn cars out of there.
That's
those
right.
Ain't this shit. They want them cars.
Well, everybody, we appreciate everybody tuning in. We appreciate
thank you for
Tony Miser coming on with the bullshit.
Goodbye.
What was that?
I think that was
a Texas show just hung up.
Oh, okay.
But we still got 9 more minutes before we hang up.
Well, I'll go ahead and say mine first, and I appreciate everybody coming on, listening, and I look forward to seeing everybody in Bradenton. I look forward to seeing my favorite team, white boys. And I look forward to just having a good time fellowshipping with all my fellow grudge racers.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013,
what the hell?
Your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 25 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc. Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details.
Oh, Sean, we gotta run this goddamn show.
That's running. That's gunning tick.
You know, that was real disrespectful as we're trying to promote the Grudge Inc. store, and I know you guys heard the Grudge Inc. store promotion.
I want to let you know that was dog.
Take that clip. Jay Barnes, I'm going to take that clip, and I'm going to send it to you and let you know how your Grudge constituents do your promotions as we try to join you.
That was.
Hey, how you going to just bring in there? We didn't know what you was going to do. Why don't you come in and say
Dog, you be quiet. You be quiet, all right?
I ain't going to be quiet, goddamn it. I'm going to talk as long as I want, motherfucker.
Dog, you be quiet. You be quiet now before I pull your chain.
Can't mute my mic.
Quiet before I pull your chain again. Y'all take this.
Can't mute my mic.
Hey, dog, throw up.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us. Number one course for Grudge Racing Coast to Coast.
Yeah, dog, I'm going to Bradenton. Dog, how you getting down to Bradenton?
Hey, man, I'm hitchhiking. I'm going with BET. Hey, God, if I walk by you smell like oil, you know what?
Hey, dog. Seriously, dog, give me a call. Give me a call, seriously. Give me a call. We're going to call you after the show, but
I walk by you and smell like Slick 50 or Quaker State, you know why.
Hey, now, how many cases of oil is going to take for y'all to get down to Bayless, Florida in this van?
That motherfucker better get 2 cases with the 24 quarts in there, man.
For the last
one time, the battery was almost dead. He said, I can't cut it off. I'm just going to raise the hood and you lean out there and pull the oil in there while I'm driving.
Hey, check it. I want to bring up something real quick.
Listen, man.
Recently, there's been talk of grudge videographers. You know what I mean? I'm hearing things from promoters saying that they want to charge grudge videographers to come into their event and set up. If they come into the event and set up, then they want to pay. They want to charge them like $150. And you know,
I heard that too, Gunny.
And the gate fee too.
What?
I want to say no.
I heard that too, Gunny.
I want to say this. Gunnit Picks has no problem with paying the $150 as well as the gate fee.
Oh, no, that's wrong, Gunny. Don't pay it, Gunny. Don't pay it.
No. Listen to me, dog. I have no problem paying it, because if that promoter has a race that I want to go to, and those are their requirements for me to go in and sell DVDs, then that's their right. I can't knock how a man makes his money. Now, what I do say is that the videographers are underappreciated. We don't get any credit for what we do. We don't get any credit for the amount of money that we spend in our setup in our facility.
You ain't got to go no more. This is Gunner. They're getting free fucking advertising for their goddamn track. Don't pay a motherfucking thing.
But
and if they try to charge you, motherfucker, we need to get together now.
Being that they don't understand. Being that they don't understand that, what I'm proposing is to establish my own committee, which will be called the GVC, the Grudge Videographers Committee.
Don't establish no committee. What you do is just let us know, and all the racers and everybody ought to go to that track on and let them know. They getting free publicity for their track every time y'all shoot a fucking video and put it out there.
Man, I'm going to be like Co-Stock Joe. I'm going to charge the hell out of somebody and say, I'm going to think about this shit for you because you can't think for yourself, and I'm going to charge the fuck out of somebody. But seriously, on a lot of note, though, me, myself, personally, I can't knock a man's hustle. I ain't got no problem paying it. When I go to these tracks, I don't actually get in free. You know what I mean? I go in my pocket and I pay my
money. And then why would you pay? Okay, if they want to charge you to come in the gate, no problem. But to charge you to set up to sell DVD, bullshit, because you ain't charging them for that free advertising, you do it for their goddamn track.
Well, the thing is, what was said was, this is what I got back. You want to charge to do videos. You want to make money off the videos, and you want to charge to do promo clips, and you want to make money. You want to come to the track, come to the event and sell and things of that nature.
Promo clips. Let me tell you, John, because you're a bit obvious. It don't sound good coming from you. Let it come from a normal motherfucker. Goddamn it, doing promos is different from promos is part of the goddamn advertisement for the promoter. Goddamn it,
right,
our track ownership, our track should goddamn it. If he want to charge you to come in, which I still don't think they should charge you to even come in, but they goddamn it, if they do charge you to come in, I wouldn't cry about that. But to charge you to set up to sell your DVDs, that's a bunch of bullshit.
They just being greedy, dog.
Who came up with that bullshit? What promoter came up with that?
That's
greedy.
I would love to identify him.
My track or not, I will go to my track, man. If I don't care who it is, I go to whoever. I'm
with you. Identify. Let it be known what motherfucker's so greedy like that.
I mean, me, myself, personally, like I said, if that's the way they want to do, that's their, that
okay,
would be their
Okay, Gunny,
life.
I can't wait to do this. You know what to tell us. Go and talk to them one more time and tell them how the racing community feel about that. And then if they don't want to talk to you or let you in and do it, come back and let us know.
Well,
I contacted the videographers
across the country as well as out of the country. And I would like for the grudge promoters to identify themselves so we can call in to the Tricky Ricky Show, which I'll be hosting until March, and we can all talk about it. Most of us don't mind paying. We really don't mind paying. But at the same way, we don't mind paying you when we ask for our price. Pay us our price when you ask for a promo.
Honey, to be honest with you, y'all don't make enough to be paying no $150 just to goddamn set up in a goddamn track, man.
They don't understand that, dog. They don't understand that.
Hey, Gunny, don't none of us mind paying getting out of jail, neither. I don't think that's fair.
Well,
shit.
y'all don't mind paying. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. We understand that part. You know, because if that's what the rules end up being, then that's what it is. But we talking about being fair.
I hate to cut y'all short, but we probably got 1 minute.
Oh, well, listen, I thought it was a good show. I'd like to officially go on the record and let Summer Dog and Miss Sharon know I enjoyed it. And Butt Naked and DJ Grant, once again, you guys got a number one show to me. Dog, I want you to understand, sometimes you piss me off, but as a person, I love you to death.